Hey, man, can you hear? Man,
I can hear.
You can hear now?
I can hear now.
I'm glad. I was worried for you.
Yeah.
He's just yelling, I can't hear!
I couldn't.
I forgot to turn up. You know, you have headphones. You know how to turn up your own headphones.
I don't.
Are you that much of a diva that I have to turn them up for?
Yeah.
You know Chris doesn't wear those headphones now.
Yeah, no.
She wears like little in-ear headphones, mm-hmm. you know, because those mess with her hair.
I've seen.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
I get headphone line hair.
I don't know, dude.
All the time.
I don't care. I like these. I feel like a professional radio personality when I wear these headphones.
Yeah, and also your yells are much more diminished.
Right, because you are muted because there's coverings over your ears. Yeah. It makes sense.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't survive the show if I didn't have headphones. You yell too much.
It is weird sometimes. Like, occasionally I'll be, I don't know, for whatever reason I'll have my headphones off or something, and then I'll scream, like, when I'm doing my stream, and I'll hear how loud my stream is, or my scream is without headphones. It's
brutal.
It's loud, man.
It's very loud.
It's loud.
You're a loud person.
You know,
I mean, mine are, too. I'm not getting you down. Like,
oh, compared to me, though? Mm-hmm. Not that loud.
No, I'm loud, too.
Yeah, not compared to me, I don't think. Maybe the more liquor you get in you, but I don't know. I don't know. Well, because my mic is barely turned up, and yours is turned up quite a bit, so I feel like even that compensation.
Got a compressor, man. It brings it to the same.
Yeah, but I have to open it up to hear you, so you're quieter generally. But I'm also closer. Like, if I move my mic back here, like yours is, like what, like this?
Yeah, like that.
Like, see, you couldn't hear me.
I don't like it right here.
I like
it's
it.
Too much.
I like to feel it on my lips.
Yeah, that's weird.
I like it tickling my mustache while I talk, you know. You're both loud with or without headphones. Okay, Taylor. Well, she just cut right to it, didn't she?
I mean, she's not wrong.
How you doing, Taylor? By the way, Seth and Colby Show. Hi. I'm Seth East Colby.
Yeah.
It's a podcast. You're listening to it.
It's a show.
So today, we're going to talk about some weird stuff, and then we're going to talk about some weird things, and then we're going to end the show. What do you think?
Sounds good.
Yeah, I think so. Hey, when you were coming up here, were my neighbors doing anything strange, or did it look normal out there?
Yeah, I didn't see anybody outside.
About 9 o'clock last night, I just hear constant stomping up and down the stairs. And I look out there, and it looks like they're just – it looks like they are Bon Jovi, and they're unloading their van after a tour, and they're carrying it upstairs. It's a lot of black crates, a lot of musical instruments. That looked like it. Like, I'm looking out the keyhole because I don't want them to know I'm spying on them, you know? But that's what it looked like. And just up and down, children, men, women, going up and down out of that apartment across from me.
How many people?
Oh, it's hard to know. I would say if every stomp was unique, 50. But I'm sure there weren't 50 people in there.
No.
I just don't know what they were doing. And it lasted for hours. Like, it was probably from 9 to 11 at least. Because they were still stomping when we went to bed. I'm looking out. I'm like, what are they doing? And they're just hauling stuff. And then I heard a lot of stomping about an hour ago, but I've been in here since then, so I didn't know if they were still doing stuff.
I didn't see anybody walking up.
And earlier in my pre-show poo, I just hear vroom, 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 from an apartment, you know, across from us. So they're jamming somewhere too. Problem is that when you're in here, you don't know if it's the apartment there,
right,
or the apartment over there, or if it's the stompy apartment over there. You just have no idea, because I'm in the middle of the building, so there's apartments on all sides of me. I just don't know who's doing what, but everyone at the same time has decided to get very loud.
Yeah, that would be awful. I would definitely call.
I mean, it's not too bad. Like, it's not bad enough that it disrupts us. It's just, it's more of a curiosity of what could you possibly be doing?
Yeah.
Like, they're
Mine's
even
not
moving
as weird.
In and out of a house. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm moving in brand new, it wouldn't be this much stomping.
No. Or also, not that late at night.
Right. That's what I feel like. It was a gig or something, but it was at 9. Who gets done with their gig at 9? You mean if you perform at 7, you at least stay and drink, right?
Yeah.
That's what I would think.
Also, why are you moving all the equipment into an apartment?
Yeah, especially if you're moving it again in the morning.
That's why bands have vans.
Exactly.
Just to keep that shit
Or trailers
up.
Or trunks. There was enough people there, they could put it all in trunks.
Yeah.
Don't know what was going on.
No, I got a neighbor. He's a fucking shithead.
I think we've talked about him.
I want him to die.
I think we've talked about him
every day. Literally every day. Even Saturdays. Wakes up at 6:50.
Okay. That's early.
And for 10 to 15 minutes, just lets his loud ass car run.
Yeah, I think we've talked about that.
He remote starts it, and it's loud as fuck. It shakes the building. It's a goddamn Ford Fiesta. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Turbocharged. He removed the muffler.
Big.
Yeah. Yet it shakes the building.
Why?
Oh, I want to go out and stab him.
Why?
So bad.
Why would you? I never understand
Every day. Like, oh, I've gotten more used to it now.
Yeah, but that's not.
But it's just. So
that still doesn't excuse him. Just because he's berated you, beat you down so much that you now put up with it.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't understand why you need to have a car that loud.
Do people like that, who have tiny, cheap cars, do they soup it up? Like, okay, let me maybe ask it this way. Let's say your car payment for your Ford Fiesta is $100 a month. Do you think that in their mind it's worth it to have a $100 car payment and then have $2,000 worth of enhancements to that vehicle versus a $150 a month car payment for a nicer vehicle that isn't souped up?
Yeah, no, he's a dumbass ricer dude.
Like, is his priority loud? Like, that's all it is? Don't care what he drives
fast,
as long as it's loud?
Fast.
How fast can a Ford Fiesta be?
I don't know. If you turbocharge it, it could be pretty fast.
No one's turbocharging a Ford Fiesta, right?
He did. That's the only reason it's that loud.
I could not imagine going into a customs shop and being like, can you soup up my Fiesta?
Dude, I paid money to get a Ford Escort, $19.99.
Yeah, but you were 14.
Yeah, this dude is like 20s and in the military.
He's an adult. Oh. You should have led with that. Now it all makes sense.
Yeah.
Military guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got custom lug nuts
on
every tire. Got a whole bunch of stickers on the back window. Got like red like mud flaps for a car that can't go mudding.
We
got
to take a picture of this car and show it sometime.
Yeah, it's real bad. It's really douchey.
That is insane. Don't try to bring logic to these car owners. And it is legal. It's got to be legal here, Taylor. I don't know how. But because when I lived in my apartment pre-divorce, there was that guy with the big truck, had like literal semi-smokestacks coming out of the back, and he would start it up, and it would shake the whole house.
Yeah, we could hear it leave. We could continuously hear it for at least like a block.
Easily, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the same way with that guy's truck. Like, you could hear it coming. Like, you knew when he turned at the stoplight a block away, you could hear him drive farther away. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's in your lease. That if you're too loud, then they can, like, do something?
Well, they have quiet hours, but I think it's 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. So, technically, anything after 6 a.m. can be as loud as you want. Mm. Anything before 10 p.m. can be as loud as you want.
That's fucking dumb.
But I think that's the way it is here in our apartments.
No, he wakes
managed
me up,
the same
like,
people,
literally
I would imagine.
20 minutes before my alarm does, and it pisses me off every fucking
Yeah, you
time.
Wake up angry, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was thinking about... This is really stupid, and I probably shouldn't say this on the air, but I'm going to say it. I don't know if your Google Home does this, but the Echo just added routines.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like, Siri has shortcuts where you can, like, set up a list of things for it to do. You know, they just added that to iOS 12, you know, so you can, like, open a recipe, and then it brings up the timers and all that stuff and sets it and, you know, whatever. They just brought that to Echo.
Mm-hmm.
So now I could be, like, start my morning routine, and like at 6:55 it could start fading in some calming music, and then it could wake me up and like say the weather, and like people have it to like dim their lights back on nicely, you know, and like some person was like, I start a workout in the morning, so it's like she has a fancy coffee machine, so like it literally fades in her lights, starts playing some calming music, brews her coffee, waits 10 minutes, and then starts like a 7-minute workout. And, like, she's got her whole morning automated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't you feel like that is what we should be doing with technology, but we're too stupid to think of our own routines?
Yes. I would like for my Google to tell me the weather every morning.
Right.
That'd be nice.
Like, wouldn't it be nice if you just, like, you just create one in your phone and just automatically at 7 o'clock it plays a song you like, so you wake up happy. You know, and then it reads the weather to you, or whatever you want to do. It does all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wake up feeling better because your day doesn't start with some guy's Fiesta waking you up.
It's going to do it regardless. Hey, Google, please quiet the guy outside with his car. Please hire an assassin to come and shoot this
dude. I mean, there's no way you're going to be able to reason with that guy.
No.
Like, his life, that is one of the priorities of his life.
Yeah.
Is his loud car.
Yep.
And he probably thinks that everyone else thinks he's a badass mm-hmm. for having that loud car.
When really we think he's a goddamn retard right. for having a Fiesta that's
But he's like, I'm gonna impress everyone every morning. Like, he's starting his morning thinking he's a Greek god because his loud car is the first thing that people in the complex hear.
That's what he thinks. I very much plan to slash his tires. Now I kind of want to go into his car and, like, just rip all the wires I can.
Yeah.
Maybe stop his auto start to where he has to go outside and plug in the key.
He'll fix it.
He'll stop.
He'll fix it, though. And you know what will happen is that, because it's us, he'll fix it. He'll take it to the custom store, and while they're fixing it, he'll see something else annoying that he wants added mm-hmm. while he's there, and he'll get that added.
Mm-hmm.
He'll get a muffler and then a police siren added. You know, something like that to make it even worse. Yeah. My routine is shower and makeup, so I can't automate that. Well, yet, you know? Yet.
You just said, hey, Google. Hey, Google, play the Macarena. Let's see if that works.
Oh, it'll work. That was very clear.
Yeah. That's funny.
Hey, Google, play the Macarena. Because, see, she's already stopped it, and so now it just played again. So if we just do that, like, once every 30 seconds, yeah, she won't be able to control. Really, she'll just have to turn off the show. That's all she's going to have to do. Yeah. Notice that I said Echo mm-hmm. and not the name of my device.
Alexa, suck my dick. Stop it. Oh, my God.
All right, man. I have delayed long enough. I can't wait to show you what I'm about to show you. I have discovered something that I cannot tell you how great this is. Mm. Okay, I have discovered a new streamer
mm-hmm.
that, and it's a lady streamer. Okay, probably one of the prettiest lady streamers I've ever seen.
You assuming her gender there, man?
No, I'm 100% certain this is a woman.
Okay,
100% because I looked at it closely, and I could not have been wrong. Okay, let me pull it up for you.
What now?
Hold on, we're gotta load an ad. This is really awkward. Are there cats? Now there's cats?
Weren't there always cats?
I guess there were. I guess I just didn't expect
it
to be.
Yeah,
okay.
Fucking... Like...
Okay, I gotta hide our faces here.
Okay. Is it the shirtless hoodie wearing?
Isn't that one of the most attractive women you've ever seen, dude?
No. Not at all, actually. It's very ugly.
Like, what? This yeah, deep V so is actually deeper than when I saw him 20 minutes ago.
It's a zip-up hoodie that he didn't zip up all the way, and then he's shirtless underneath it.
Makes life so much easier. Like, I can do this.
That's what it is. But still it's terrible. I mean...
It's the best. Where is she? Laying down.
God. You know, I thought you were real for a hot second.
Oh, oops. Why is that even still on there? That shouldn't be on there anymore. Yeah, yeah, man, what's up with that?
I don't know. I don't like that man. I don't like him anymore. He's not my friend.
He's streaming a lot more.
That sucks for everyone that watches the stream.
For audio-only listeners, I just showed Unofficial Tony P's Twitch stream, and he has some type of feminine haircut with his glasses on and wearing a hoodie with no shirt, and his hoodie is not fully zipped. And by fully zipped, we mean it's maybe zipped halfway.
Yeah.
And his chest is just out. So, thank God you're on podcast is what I'm trying to say. Yeah. So, what's up with that, man? Explain that.
Don't put explaining
him
on.
Did you see him last night?
No. So, on Friday night.
So, you have a better chance of explaining than me.
Yeah, but I still can't.
Was he wearing a shirt on Friday?
Yeah. We went to an 80s party.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What is your life, dude?
There's a club downtown that was having an 80s party.
Uh-huh.
We went to it.
Okay.
And he danced like a retarded person. I tried to get him to talk to girls, didn't want to do that.
Okay.
He wasn't drinking.
Okay.
Couldn't talk to his friends because it was so fucking loud.
Yeah, it's always loud, yeah.
So, I honestly don't know why he wanted to go.
Was it his idea?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was Tone. Yeah, Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was Tone. Yeah.
Yeah, it was his idea.
Well, he's streaming again, man.
That's great.
He's been streaming a lot lately.
That's cool. He's really lonely.
Maybe he should talk to his friends when he's out.
Yeah, he doesn't like his friends.
Then why does he go out?
We don't understand him and we make fun of him, so. Great question. He doesn't like to go out by himself, I think, is the thing. But then again, he doesn't really talk to the people that he goes out with.
Is this devolving into full Matthew?
Oh, definitely. We're like, if not worse, actually.
We're like, we...
Like, Matthew was more confident in himself.
Well, yeah, but eventually Matthew realized he was weird. And then he got mad when we would tell him that he was weird. But really, we were just trying to help him to not be weird. Just be a normal human being.
Yeah.
But then he would take that as a personal insult because he was so opposite of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd get mad. That's what's happening here, isn't it?
Yeah,
because really, you make fun of him in a way that, like, it's not just to make fun of him to make fun of him. It's more like a "what are you doing" type of.
Oh yeah, he takes it as being made fun of, but it's
right.
Really just questioning his life choices.
Right, because they're strange.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's very strange.
I don't get it, man.
What I just pulled up right there.
I don't understand.
Like, how does no one? Like, I get. We get trolls in here. Like, I get trolls all the time. Make fun of my hair or my face or my fat body. How does no one go into his chat?
I bet you it happens.
And to be like, what's with the chest, dude? Like, do you think he just ignores them? Or do you think it's so scary that people just don't say anything?
They probably just don't watch.
It's probably it, yeah. Right? It's probably it. Well, that was disturbing.
Yeah, man. I dressed up 80s Friday night. I had bleached jeans.
Okay.
Really too tight because they were back when I was not this fat.
Okay. Oh, they were. You didn't buy them for this occasion?
No.
Okay.
And then I had this plaid short sleeve button up.
Okay.
That was also from when I was not this fat. So I had to cut the sleeves to make them not strangle my arms.
Like cut them like up like this way, like vertically?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then over the course of the night, I began to rip them further and further
up.
The more drunk I got.
You should have just been sleeveless.
I really should have.
You should have gone with the sleeveless
style,
look,
actually.
Yeah.
I really wish I did that once I got there.
Country Mac.
But then,
that's
yeah,
what you should have went.
I had really deep. It was open.
Okay.
And then I had my collar popped.
Okay.
And then I had high top shoes on.
Okay. That's pretty impressive, actually.
Yeah.
How come do you think he put any Snapchats on
No.
it? I created a new Snapchat, and now I'm not friends with Tone. I need to remedy that, because I need to get back on his stories so I can...
No, there was not one time that I saw a phone, and I was like, oh. Not on his, at least.
Well, I'm not friends with anyone else, yeah. So...
Yoy?
Are... Not... Fat, yeah. Yeah, I know. He thinks that his muscles are fat.
Well, parts of that is fat. Yeah,
it's disgusting. I know, Taylor. I know. It's
you can start.
It's insulting to us fatties.
Mm-hmm.
I know. What do you mean you
that's
know?
That's my point.
You don't. Why do you mean that's your
I like
point?
To insult you.
Insulting me is one thing. Insulting our listeners
I
is
live
another.
To troll everyone. I don't care.
No, really? That's your whole life? Just to live to troll, huh?
Why do you think I'm not in the Discord? To troll all of them.
I don't think anyone misses you.
That's good.
If I'm being honest.
That's fine.
In fact, it's actually nice because we could talk about you freely, and we have no worry that you will show up and defend yourself.
That's cool.
Yeah, so. Hey, Jokers. Just peace. Call me. Hey, Bad Juju. I don't know what you're saying about Colby, but if you're roasting him, keep doing it, okay? I tell him that every day. Maybe he'll listen. He won't. He won't listen to anybody.
No. You say something?
What?
You say something?
I don't think so.
I couldn't hear you.
I didn't hear me either.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I don't know. What? What are you saying?
I'm good.
No, I'm good.
No.
I'm not good?
No, you're not.
Are you good, though?
You're the worst.
I'm the worst, but you're good?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You're fine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good and fine, they're basically the same thing.
No, there's a huge difference. It's when a woman says it, and that's what you are, roasted. Got him, dude.
Ooh.
Got him, dude. Welcome to the autocorrect world. It's hell. Okay, I got you, Bad Juju. I understand. Also, English is a second language. It's tough. You know, he types. I hate these people that have English as a second language. They type better than me. Because what's my excuse?
Hate it?
I'm just stupid.
Yeah, you're dumb.
That's it. I don't like to be reminded of my dumbness every
dumb,
time that I do stuff.
Stupid and idiotic.
Yeah, man. I'm surprised you're not wearing some type of football attire today, man.
I don't got any.
I am I'm not a football fan at all. I care nothing about the NFL. I barely care about college. Okay? Mm-hmm. Just football, it's too long. I think it's a major issue. Okay, here's the deal. All right.
It's literally the same length as a basketball game.
Nah, a basketball court's not 100 yards.
They're about 2 hours.
Anyway, today here in Kansas is a big day because the Chiefs are playing the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the playing game for the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The Chiefs, from what I understand, this is all hearsay because all osmosis because I don't pay attention. The Chiefs haven't won a playoff game for, I think, 75 years or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They got some guy named Josh Mahomes or something. And he's
Patrick.
He's a good quarterback, and he's taking them all the way to the game before the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I don't know. I want you to be my reality check here because I am irrationally angry about something that I have no reason to be angry about because I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I care about this. I hate Wichita. I hate it. Mm-hmm. Okay, most people know this. One of the things I hate the most about Wichita is I feel, and this is where I need some perspective, so maybe you can help. I feel like Wichita bandwagons a winning team more than anywhere else in the nation. The Shockers win one game, stores sell out of Shockers gear.
Yeah.
Okay? Every person today, we went out today, we went to Dick's Sporting Goods, because Chris wanted to shop, and went to Chipotle, because we got a free meal because DoorDash messed up our order the other day. What a surprise. And so we went to Chipotle, and then we stopped a Quick Trip to get caffeine. And in those three places, I think I saw maybe two people who weren't wearing Chiefs gear. There was a lady in Dick's who had two tiny child's Chiefs jerseys with one boy that she was with to buy him for the game today.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
That happens everywhere.
Why?
That happens everywhere.
It's so dumb.
Britt can't talk because the Patriots always win.
I don't want to talk
to
Britt.
Always win, Britt's, so she can always be a fan.
Britt's, yeah.
You got to talk to some people
also,
that are down with a shit team.
No one bandwagons the Patriots because everyone hates them. The only people who like the Patriots are the people who already like them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And if you're dating someone and likes them.
Well, you're bandwagoning them, but you're used to being hated, so it's not a big deal.
What?
What?
Fuck off with yourself.
Oh, that one hit the nerve?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm done with your trolling.
I'm not trolling. That was a straight fact. You're used to being hated, are you not?
No.
Who do you?
By you, yeah.
Who do you think likes you besides Britt?
That's it.
There's a lot of people
nobody
that you know.
Hates me.
They
don't like me, but they don't hate me.
Wouldn't you rather them hate you, though, than be apathetic?
Why do you want to be hated? I hate you.
Well, I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
I know this.
Good.
Yeah, I would rather, but you're thinking about me, though.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me the victor. Because if I got that hate in your heart, that means I've affected you in a way you can't escape.
No.
Oh, yeah. I'm not the one we're talking about.
I hate you.
Okay? We're not talking about me. We're not talking about you. We're talking about the general population of Wichita.
The population of Wichita.
Who is buying all this Chief stuff when I bet most of them are like me.
They probably already own it.
What about the lady in Dick's, man?
It's for children that don't own any Chiefs gear yet.
It's so stupid. I don't know. I feel like most of the people here, I just don't ever see anyone wearing Chiefs gear like they're wearing
it
right now.
The time.
I see people wear it. Everyone is wearing it. Yeah. Everyone.
Do you always see people wearing Wildcat shit when you were in Manhattan?
Yes.
No, you saw it all the time on a game day.
No, I constantly saw it. That's all the time.
Oh, God.
All the time I saw it.
Not everyone, though.
Yeah, well, Manhattan, yeah, everyone.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I think
I've been up there several times. Did not see Wildcat shit on every single person.
Also, last year.
You wear it on game day.
But what about last year when they weren't winning, people didn't wear it?
That's because they're not playing in the fucking playoffs.
So that's my point. You should, if you're a fan, you should be a fan.
No. They are fans.
They're not
fans.
They
don't sport it all the fucking time.
They're
only
fans when they're winning. I just hate it. They're like, oh, they won a game. Let's go spend $50 on a piece of cloth.
I think you're just jealous that you're not in the group of people who can say that they're actual Chiefs fans of a team, of a winning team.
You're
a Kansas State fan who
fucking
sucks.
I don't want to be a Kansas State fan.
You and the team.
I'm a Sooners fan.
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, you're not.
Because they're close and
no,
they win
you're
a lot.
Not.
I'm
you're
not.
You're a fan of nothing.
I'm a Colorado State
you're
Rams
fan,
dude. That's who
nothing.
I am.
Nothing.
I'm a Colorado State Rams fan because we're going to move to where the Rams are in Fort Collins and
yeah.
want to buy all new gear there.
Getting mad at people just living their life, minding their own business.
They're shoving their business in my
they
face.
They are not. They're wearing a piece of cloth.
People who wear clothing that advertises other things are pieces of garbage. This is a dead business. It doesn't count.
It counts.
This is a memorial.
It's not.
This is like wearing my grandma on my
it
shirt.
It still exists.
It does, sadly.
You can still buy stuff.
You know, Brandon messaged me the other day, and he's like, is it bad that I really just want to, like, spend $100 on some Facebook advertising to just try to drum up some interest again? And I just mentioned it back, and I'm like, don't waste your money.
Yeah, no.
Don't waste your money. Don't do it.
And no, the best way to do it would be to join a few camping groups and then just spam that link in there.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. You know what would be the best thing to do, though?
Just shut it down.
Ignore it completely and pretend it doesn't exist, you know, and just wear this shirt because it's comfortable. That's what it is, okay? It's a comfortable shirt. If you got me this shirt and it was just orange, you didn't make this shirt, but you know what I mean? Like, I'd wear it because it's comfortable.
Yeah.
Just happens to have a design on it for a dead company.
It's not dead.
It's dead. I mean, technically, it's on life support, I guess. Because technically, you can buy stuff.
Yeah.
But it's dead.
Just enjoy let people enjoy themselves.
I don't want...
When it doesn't affect you.
I'm not mad
The car affects me.
A specific...
The guy's car affects me.
I'm not mad at a specific person.
You're mad at a group
I'm
of
mad
people.
At groupthink, just in general. I don't know. I just feel like people should be as excited about the Chiefs... Or people it should be as excited
no, that
about...
That doesn't make any sense.
I want people to care
that
as much...
That doesn't make any sense.
I want people to care as much about the government shutdown as they do about the Chiefs game today.
No one cares about the government
That's
shutdown.
That's my point! I feel like
doesn't
people should.
Them. Doesn't affect
but
them.
But the Chiefs winning doesn't affect them either. It only affects them because they
it
think
does
it does.
Too,
it
yeah.
only makes them spend money. That's all it does.
Yeah, there's no United States government. Team.
There is Army and Navy. They have football
no.
teams, don't they? At college,
yes,
they
but
do.
No one gives a shit.
Hey, Sly, how you doing? It's no yours, but you want to say yurter?
No.
Come on, man. Give her a nice yurt.
I never say that noise.
It's a noise, not a word?
Yeah, no.
Okay. All I'm saying is the Chiefs suck. If you like the Chiefs, you suck. And I don't care if you unfollow because I said it, okay? Because everything in Kansas sucks. Name one good thing here.
Grass.
No, the grass here actually sucks, too.
Yeah, it does. Roads?
Roads here are pretty good. Mm-hmm. You got that one.
Roads.
You got that one. Okay. Name two things.
Sunsets?
No, sunsets here suck as
sunsets
well.
Sunsets are great.
Sly? You won't even say you're for 105 bits?
Mm.
Come on, man. 105 bits.
Nothing more than
she's
5 bucks.
She's the big D. Not 5 bucks?
Mm-hmm.
You have chance to give 500 bits for you to say you're?
I could produce a noise for $5, yeah.
Okay. All right. You're a total sellout, man. I just want you to know that.
Yeah.
Sly, you are the big D. All right? So just remember that. Tomorrow, when you come to my channel and give the bits that you're not going to give right now because it's not worth it, okay, give them to me and you'll be double.
Did you hear it? I said it.
I heard it. Mm. I heard it. It was pathetic.
Yeah. But you got it.
I guess.
You got it.
I guess. Whatever.
No one cares about the shutdown.
I mean, I think people care.
Nope. I don't think anybody cares.
Taylor cares.
She pretends like she cares.
I think you just triggered her. I think she just sat back in her chair and go, what?
Like, she ain't donating to the government, unemployed or not
you
getting
know,
paid people.
You know
fund.
What's funny? Yesterday I was streaming with Chris, and I don't remember what it was, but she wanted me to do something like do the dishes or something, and I was like, I'm busy. I can't do it. And she's like, what do you got to do later? And I was like, taxes. And then someone in chat's like, taxes to the shutdown government. And then I got mad. Why am I giving my taxes if they're not even working?
Because if you don't, then you're going to, you know.
Well, who's going to get me?
The police.
The government shut down.
The police still exist.
No, but the IRS has to investigate, right?
I mean, yeah. It's
and they're not. Are they shut
I'm
down?
I'm pretty sure no, they are not.
That's not fair.
Essential personnel, man. Like
it's the IRS
and shit.
Is that is
are
that
not working.
Essential?
Yeah.
I don't know if it
we
is.
We need our tax refunds.
That's true. That's true. You do need that refund. What are you going to spend your refund on this year, man? You got any plans
not
for it?
Not this show.
What? I didn't expect you'd spend it on this show. Mm-mm. I just wanted
to buy 1,000 bullets and shoot you with them.
My God.
1,000.
Why so much hatred, you know, today,
like,
man?
23 stabs. That
I haven't done anything to you,
shoot you
besides say
times.
That everyone hated you.
Yeah. Nothing.
That's all I've done
you
today.
Did nothing, man. You're good. They're all good.
I don't feel like I don't feel like you could afford 1,000 bullets with your tax return.
I can't.
I don't think bullets are expensive, aren't they?
No.
Are they not?
No, it's like a penny per bullet.
No, it is not. You don't know. You don't know how much bullets cost. I think they're expensive.
No.
I'm not sure.
No, they're not.
I'm not sure, but yeah. What were we talking about before we got on that?
Government
how
shutdown.
How did we get derailed from the Chiefs to the government shutdown?
You brought it up.
Who do you want in the Super Bowl, man?
I don't care.
You got to pick two teams,
man. I don't
care. Predict it.
I wish there was no Super Bowl.
Why?
I want football to be eradicated.
Well,
every sport, actually.
Use rock. It's a lot cheaper than a bullet. I don't feel like you can put a rock in a gun, though, right? Because you need combustion.
No, but I will definitely throw 1,000 rocks at you.
I bet you would.
Fun.
I bet you would. Bullets are cheap, homie. Okay. Okay. Taylor knows. She lives out in the land of the yee-yee. She knows. I don't know, dude. I want the Rams and the Patriots to be in the Super Bowl. Because I hate the Chiefs because they're from Kansas.
Yeah, see, penny per bullet.
That's $20 for 50 bullets.
It's close.
It's more than a penny.
It's a couple pennies.
I mean, everything's a couple pennies if you say it that way, you know. It's just a few pennies, whatever.
I bought a cane. It's like a massaging cane.
Okay, I was waiting for a description because I assumed you weren't hobbling around like an old man.
It's like a, yeah, it looks like a cane.
Right, and you put it over your back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think people have seen this.
Should have brought that.
What, is your back hurt already?
My back really hurts.
I mean, we're 30 minutes in.
I just went and did the gym before the show, and my back hurts.
That's new for you, isn't it, doing the gym before the show?
Well, I can't necessarily do it after since we
not
to
today
go
you can't.
Save a fucking
That's
table.
True. That's true. Not today. Well, you don't. There's already a table being saved.
Yeah, you never know.
I thought he was,
let me show you
I
the
thought
trust
the man was
level
already there.
That I have and the fact that we'll have seats when we get there.
What's that trust level at a scale
it's
1 to 10?
Under your apartment. It's on the ground fucking floor.
It's $400 for 1,000 bullets. You're going to get a refit of more than $400, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go, man. Yeah. I would prefer that over rocks, please.
No.
I mean, I would prefer rocks over bullets is what I meant to say.
Oh, okay.
So definitely hit me with rocks and not bullets.
All right.
Okay.
Like, I mean, you know rocks come like this big, though, right?
Yeah, that's worse than a bullet. 100%.
Yeah, so you would prefer the rocks?
I would prefer the rock, yes. Please hit me with the rocks and not the bullets.
Why?
I can't tell you why.
You don't want to instantly die?
No, I want rocks. Slow death.
Slow death, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll just crush you. How about that? Put a sled on top of you and then just load on top of rocks like the fucking Crucible, man.
Oh my God, dude.
You'll just pop.
Dude, getting stoned is way worse than getting shot, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Shot, you're dead in, like, I don't know, 5 bullets?
It's really silly
two
how, like, you know, if you think about bullets and guns as, like, an efficient tool, because that's what they were, right? Like, the whole idea behind guns came from just war. Like, okay, first we had pokey sticks, you know, and then we had sticks with rocks, and then we had, you know, eventually, like, sharp rocks, and we had swords, and then we had cannons, and then we had guns. Like, it's all
and
about...
That's, like, the most essential one, the bow and arrow.
The bow and arrow, yeah, I did forget
that's
that one.
The big one.
That's a gun, but made
it's
of
like
wood.
Like, the first projectile.
Right, and, like, they're all just made to, like, efficiently kill someone better.
Mm-hmm.
But now, here today, we don't say that guns are good for killing people. They're more for fun, you know? I mean, they're good for killing people, but, like, they're a hobbyist weapon. No, do you feel? I guess they did back.
Bombs exist. Bro.
I guess they feel back and like, yeah, bombs are probably the most efficient way. Yeah,
that's why nuclear weapons is like the top tier of.
Did you know? I went down a rabbit hole the other night. Now I'm going to take all the chat with me.
Jesus.
Did you know that, like, in the '60s, this is post World War II, like Cold War, the Russians detonated a massive atomic bomb in like Siberia, and like the mushroom cloud was 40 miles high. Like, it reached to, like, the stratosphere, and, like, you could see it from Moscow.
I think that was the biggest one.
Yeah, it was the biggest one.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and then they stopped testing it because
it was so big.
This is worse than volcanoes erupting.
Right, yeah. They said if they would have, I think it was 50 megatons, and they had a 100 megaton capacity, but they started with 50 to make sure it would work, because the reasoning was the guy who dropped it from the plane wouldn't be able to get out of the blast radius in time, and it was dropped from a parachute. So, like, it went down really slow, but because it's so big, they didn't know that the pilot would have a chance. They didn't know the 50 megaton one of the guy would actually get out of there in time. It could have been a suicide mission. Mm-hmm. But they knew for certain that the 100 megaton one wouldn't work, so they didn't want to test it until they knew for sure the 50 was going to work. But then they saw the 50 go off. They, like, if we do a 100 megaton, it could fill the atmosphere with nuclear winter.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's just a test detonation with no fatalities, it could affect the Earth so much that they didn't do it.
Yeah, you remember Rogue One when they shot the fucking Jedha and then the cloud of smoke that happened from that? That's basically it.
Yeah, well, they said the shockwave from that bomb traveled the Earth 3 times. They said it shattered windows 200 miles away. Mm. That's like Kansas City from here. We detonate a bomb, Kansas City's windows break.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you make that?
You can't.
Is that just a bunch of scientists just doing it for the lols?
You remember that saying, like, they asked if they could?
Yeah, not if they should.
Mm-hmm.
It's just terror. It's a little scary, right? That, like, because that, like...
Nah, not at all. That our nuclear, you know, our nuclear payload is run on, you know, 1960s technology still.
Well, I think it was scary to me because I always think, like, nuclear winter involves people dying, you know, at a point of impact. But this one could have accidentally started a catastrophic apocalyptic nuclear winter, and all they were doing was testing. They're just blowing up ice in Siberia. No one lives out there. It was a test, but they could have triggered the apocalypse.
Somebody just pulled the trigger already.
Like, what if there's some idiot out there right now testing stuff? I mean, that's what people were worried about with the Hadron Collider, wasn't it? Like, that's the exact thing people were scared of. Is that it could have started an apocalypse because we didn't know for sure that it wouldn't start an apocalypse,
could have
right?
Been a wormhole.
Yeah.
Taking all of Europe with it.
I don't think it would stop with Europe, right?
Yeah, it depends on the size of the wormhole.
Do wormholes expand?
I mean, there's small black holes, I feel like.
Right, but I feel like black holes suck everything in, right?
Yeah, but depending on the size of the black hole.
So could, like, let's say the black hole starts and it swallows most of Europe, and let's say, like,
just a chunk of Earth gone.
Right. Like,
could you
walk up to the edge of the black hole?
No.
I mean, there's going to be a point where you could walk up to the edge of it.
Yeah, but you can't see it.
Why not?
Because gravity and light.
Would people throw, like, pennies and stuff into it? 100%, right? Someone would buy.
Would it go away?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Black holes grow, right?
I have no idea.
Like, isn't this Milky Way getting bigger?
Yeah.
There's a 100% chance some rich guy would buy the land the black hole is on and make it a tourist attraction, right?
No.
What about, I guarantee you'd fly planes over it.
If a black hole happened, the Earth's gone.
Well, you just said only Europe.
Only Europe, but then we'd, like, the gravitational waves would send us into a spiral.
Should we make a movie about...
Or farther away so we freeze?
A black hole?
Let's not make any movies.
That's, like, slowly expanding.
Happen.
What
we're
do you mean?
We're not going to make movies.
I like this movie idea,
care.
Dude. We're standing on the
movies.
Precipice.
Is The Rock in it? Is Kevin Hart in it?
No, I don't think Kevin Hart's
sure?
appropriate for this movie.
You sure?
I'm thinking this is more of a Bryan Cranston vehicle.
Oh.
Something a little more serious.
Like a Cillian Murphy up in this bitch.
Ooh, dude, Cillian Murphy? Yeah, now we're talking.
Yeah.
You know, we could have Cillian Murphy as the scientist who created the black hole, and we could have Bryan Cranston, the scientist who thinks he's gone too far.
And then what happens?
And we gotta have, like, let's get, Let's get the guy from True Detective. Let's get that Maharaja Ali guy to play, like a judge or something who's, like, putting people on trial.
What is with you and True Detective?
What? What do you mean?
Didn't you rip Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson from that last time for Sarah Manager?
It's good casting, man!
God, you're just obsessed with that show.
It's a good show!
It's probably terrible. You like it.
And the plot could be that the black hole's expanding, and we know in 80 years the Earth will be uninhabitable because of the black hole.
We just need to consult a lot of scientists.
No. You think they did that for Armageddon? That made $1 billion. We'll get the guy who banged Angelina Jolie, Billy Bob Thornton. We'll get Billy Bob in it. We'll get Bruce Willis in it. And we'll get Steve Buscemi in it, too. We'll do a kind of mini bad science movie reunion. Bryan Cranston will carry the vehicle. Cillian Murphy will look at you with his eyes. Billions of dollars made off this black hole movie. Dude.
I hate this idea.
And then, when that one comes out, and Sahara Money Drop comes out based off the bankroll from this science fiction movie, we can do a weird crossover where the black hole happens in the Sahara. This is a brilliant idea.
This is the worst thing you've ever said.
This is brilliant. Bad Juju says a black hole sucks in light and it's not growing. It's not growing. It's the same size.
But it sucks
in gravity.
I would think that too.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess it technically doesn't suck in gravity. It is gravity. And so it sucks in everything because the gravity is so intense, right? Isn't that what we learned from Interstellar?
My head hurts.
We can make a movie about this, man. It would work. I'm telling you.
I don't want to.
I'm telling you it'd work.
I don't want to do that. It would be the worst.
It would
be the absolute worst movie ever.
You're the absolute worst movie ever.
I know.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. There. How about that? Okay, speaking of space and stuff, can we watch this trailer? Because do you know anything about this, Space Force?
No.
You don't know anything about it?
No. Is it to make fun of Trump?
I think you're going to be excited when you see it. Let's watch it. I haven't seen this yet. I just kind of know what it's about. On June 18, 2018, the federal government announced the creation of the 6th Mather Division of the United States Armed Forces. The goal of the new branch is to fend satellites from attack and to perform other space-related tasks. Or something. This is the story of the men and women who have to figure it out. The guys who brought you The Office. Greg Daniels, Steve Carell. Steve Carell is starring in it. Space Force, man. Come on, man. What do you think?
That looks like shit.
What do you mean? Are you kidding me? That's gonna be the next Office, dude.
That looks like shit.
It's made by the guy who made The Office. About a corporate work environment where Steve Carell is the main guy. This is The Office again. It's coming back. It's coming to Netflix. What are you Googling?
It looks like shit.
What are you...
Who's this Greg Daniels guy?
He's the guy who created The Office!
Did Parks and Rec?
Yes! He did all of those!
No, there's the other one that's working on Brooklyn, too. Who's he?
I don't know who you're talking about. Are you talking about the guy who played Moe's?
Yes.
Something...
Michael Schur.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
That's the guy I will follow. Minus The Good Place, because that show sucks.
Dude, I thought you'd be so high. This is The Office. Coming back, man.
I don't give a shit.
Well, I thought you loved The Office.
I'm so tired of the Trump bullshit, man.
I don't...
So fucking tired of it.
But it's not really Trump. This is Space Force.
Yeah. No,
I mean, just because he made
it's
it.
Trump. It's Trump.
But it's going to happen. It's our military.
No. Yeah. I heard Brooklyn Nine-Nine's back. It's on NBC now.
Okay.
They already had two digs at Trump in the first two episodes.
I'm with you there.
I'm just sick of it.
I'm tired of Trump jokes as well. Okay. I get it. It seems easy at this point. You know?
Yeah. Everyone's done it.
Right.
Everyone's already done it. You're harping on. It's not funny.
But just, I think the point is...
just lazy and kind of... Yeah, it's...
Well, honestly, I think my biggest problem with it is that by putting it in a comedic light like that for the last 2 years, people now look at everything he does seriously as a joke. Like... Okay. Well, like, let's take Space Force, for example.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's going to take your tax dollars
mm-hmm.
and create a Space Force.
Yeah.
But now, because there's a funny show about it, we look at it like, ha, 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 what a joke. Instead of what it really is, which is his taking our money and putting soldiers in space.
I don't know. I just think, like, in a couple of years, once he's out of office, it's going to age, like, very poorly.
That's true.
It's just going to be like...
But, you know...
They harped on the clown president. Whoop-de-fucking-do. They're so goddamn comedically genius. I don't know.
don't know. This, didn't they do this for Bush, too? When you go back and watch, like, Louis Black talk about Bush, how does that age?
I mean, comedians are different, but, like, TV shows?
I don't know.
Where they're set in their own universe, yet they're set in real life.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah,
it's just weird.
Instead of making comments about the day, they're trying to get the zeitgeist going, man. Yeah, I see what you mean.
And just, it gets
I don't know. Okay, wait, can we talk about Trump?
Yeah.
Okay, I just... This just blows my mind.
And here we go making Trump jokes.
Okay,
now,
no, because we're not, because I'm going to approach it.
We're comedians, though, so it's...
Well, yeah, it airs how we're doing it, because we're I'm stupid, okay? Uh-huh. So this whole thing is Trump touts border wall in San Antonio, which has no wall and isn't on the border. Don't care about that, okay? I mean, most shows, that's what they would talk about, okay? That's the Reddit headline. What I wanted to see is there is a paragraph in here, because people just pile on, you know, to Trump and how dumb he is. Mm-hmm. There's a paragraph in here of a quote from something he said. And I have the video, but I haven't watched it. And I want to know. I figured we'd do a little bit of a bias test, okay? Because I'm going to read it, and then we'll watch the video, and we'll see if the video makes him look as stupid as just reading it does. You know what I mean? And then we're going to see, like, how biased the internet is. We'll be the judge. And we know that our world, our law, our word is law, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what he said. I have broken more Elton John records. He seems to have a lot of records, and I, by the way, don't have a musical instrument. I don't have a guitar or an organ. No organ. Elton has an organ, and lots of people helping. No, we've broken a lot of records. We've broken virtually every record, because, you know, look, I only need this space. They need much more room. For basketball, for hockey, and all of the sports, they need a lot of room. We don't need it. We have people in that space. So we break all of these records. Really, we do it without, like, the musical instruments. This is the only musical, the mouth, and hopefully the brain attached to the mouth, right? The brain. More important than the mouth is the brain. The brain is much more important. Okay, so out of context, that sounds like the ramblings of a madman.
Yeah, I thought he was breaking, like, vinyl records of Elton John, just smashing them on the floor.
I'm not certain he's not talking about that, to be 100% sure, because I think what he's talking about is how many people come to see him. I don't know what Elton John... Does Elton John hold the record for the most amount of people come to see it? Because I feel like there's a lot of bands that more people would go see than Elton John. Like I feel like Imagine Dragons is slightly more popular than Elton John, you know?
Yeah.
But so...
That's Trump's major problem, is he has no humble bone in his body.
Right. Which, you know, that's like not always bad, honestly.
His, like, the Apprentice, I'm pretty sure, doesn't it have good numbers, or had good numbers when he was doing it? It was like one of the most popular shows on TV.
Yeah, it was high rated.
So, I mean, that's something.
Right.
He has that. But the fact that he throws it in your face every single time he gets an opportunity to do so.
It's the Kanye West thing.
Yeah.
It's like, sure, Kanye West is a great rapper, but we don't need him to tell us that he's a great rapper every opportunity he gets, you know? But here's the video, and there's context in here. So I figured maybe we'd listen to it, and then we'd decide if he just had a stroke on stage, or if it maybe in context makes a little bit more sense that he's just off-script rambling, you know?
I feel like he's a robot.
Because if you wrote down some of the things we say on here, we would sound just as idiotic half the time, right?
Probably, yeah.
Like, I think, like, as many times as he talks...
That whole black hole thing, yeah. If you read that back, that would
agreed.
Be horrible.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so I feel like as many times we talk, just the amount of samples that he has, you're going to find something stupid and rambling.
Right.
So I figured maybe we could be the judge, and then we look at it. Okay, let's see.
The new platform of the Democrat Party. And by the way, I call it the Democrat Party. It sounds better rhetorically. You know, I wrote bestsellers.
Okay, so my opinion here is this is what it spiraled. He made a mistake, and he said Democrat Party, when he really just should have been like, I mean, Democratic. But instead, he has to now justify his use of the word Democrat.
Yep.
And he just spirals. I think that's what's about to happen.
I guess I speak well. You know, we turned away thousands of people. They never say I'm a great speaker. Why the hell do so many people come?
Okay, this is not going well. This is not going to end up well. I can already tell. Like to see the back of his head. The back of his head is very strange to me.
Why oh why do they come? Gotta be something. I guess they like my policy. Maybe they like policy.
Hold on. Is there a man over Trump's left shoulder wearing a red cowboy hat that says Make America Great?
I think it's a cowboy hat with the Trump hat on top of it.
Can we talk about that guy instead? Who let him out of the house?
Also, I never understand why they have crowds behind them.
Well, they want to be on TV.
No!
Well, I think he's in like a stadium, and so they just fill the entire seats.
No! No, they hand-select the people that appear behind him.
Right, well, they want the people behind him to look energetic.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, clap.
They why have anybody behind him?
That's, I don't know. For support. Hey, what's up, Donald? How are you, man? Okay, you ready?
No, sure. Have you ever noticed? You never hear
that. Is a Trump hat on a cowboy hat. You are right.
I mean, there's got to be a reason. I have broken more Elton John records.
Here we go, man. Let's listen.
I have a lot of records. And we beat, and I, by the way, I don't have a musical instrument. I don't have a guitar or an organ. No organ. Elton has an organ. And lots of other people helping. No, we've broken a lot of records. We've broken virtually every record because, you know, look, I only need this space. They need much more room. For basketball, for hockey, for all the sports, they need a lot of room. We don't need it. We have people in that space. So we break all these records. But really, we do it without,
it's just as dumb.
Like, the musical instruments. This is the only musical, the mouth. It's, and hopefully the brain attached to the mouth, right? The brain, more important than the mouth, is the brain. The brain is much more important.
Okay.
No, that's just a bunch of idiots cheering on a madman.
Yeah, he's just rambling, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I can kind of see a point in there. Like, he was saying that they break, I think, attendance records.
Yeah.
And he also kind of insulted, it's not the right word, but it wasn't a humble brag, because his reasoning was, we break the records because we fit more people in here.
Mm-hmm.
Where Elton can't break the records because he needs space for his performance.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's just me, I can break records. That's really not the same thing as breaking a record. It's not apples to apples.
Yeah.
But then the whole mouth.
You know what? I'm now pretty confirmed in the fact that a lot of these people go to laugh.
I don't know, man.
I think so. Like, definitely, there's probably 50% that go there because.
Well,
it's
maybe
like
you
MAGA,
go so you can like point and be like, I was there during that breakdown. You know.
Maybe.
Is it like going to the zoo?
Or no, it's like going to see a comedian who doesn't know what they're saying. I think that's what it is.
I don't know.
People were laughing. People were laughing when he's like, I don't need a guitar.
Yeah, but I don't think that they're going. I think they still like Trump.
Yeah, but I think it's still a form of entertainment rather than.
Well, I think that's part of the charm of why people like him is he's like
he's
your
a
uncle.
Fucking idiot, man.
You know, he's normal. You know, your uncle could drink a bottle of Johnny Walker and then come in and make that speech and you'd be
if
like, yeah, uncle, you're cool.
Speak. Like, honest to God.
Yeah, or if he stayed on his cue cards.
No.
You don't even want him to talk at all?
He can't read. So, no.
Barely certain he could read.
Well, he could barely read. Like, the basic minimum of reading, yes. But you can clearly tell when he's on a... Like, good orators are supposed to, you know, make it seem like they're not reading.
Yes.
But he is, like, the definition of telling when he's on prompt.
You think some
not.
Of this is maybe bad because... I'm just playing devil's advocate. But, like, do you think some of this is maybe bad because Obama was such a great speaker?
Oh, yeah.
To go from that...
From
probably one of the
if
best
we
speakers
from
of the month...
to this guy, I don't
it wouldn't
think it
be
would have been
as
that bad.
Bad, right?
But, I mean, still, it's fucking bad.
Because even I think that's twofold. Like, you could disagree or agree with his policies.
Yeah.
But I don't know if, like, you could look at this... And defend it.
I can't tell if he knows what he's doing meme-wise or not.
I think, like Donald says, I don't think he's as stupid as people think. I agree with... I've always said that I think he knows what he's doing.
Yeah. I think he speaks like an idiot.
Yeah, but I think he doesn't care on purpose.
Yeah.
And that's... There's some self-awareness there that I would say non-intelligent people usually don't have.
Yeah.
Like, you think... Matthew is self-aware that he's an idiot. I don't think he is most of the time.
Mm.
And I think there is a little bit of that, but I don't know. That just... Like, what is that, man?
I don't know.
Oh, well. Well, I guess...
Okay, every time a comedian... Like, I get he's the president of the United States.
Yes, and that's why so Taylor is triggered. Office.
It's always punching up,
yeah,
is what it is.
Yeah.
Which I get it. But I feel like it's like making fun of a mentally handicapped person.
But he, no, he's not. He's our president.
I still feel like it is, though.
Well, see, and I think, like, the problem is exactly what Taylor is saying, which is what you were saying about Brooklyn Nine-Nine, is that by playing this and talking about it and analyzing his behavior, we kind of minimalize it. Because it's really serious that this is happening, you know? And
what
like,
the hell was that?
That was our host. Mm. I don't know what the burp was, but thanks for the host, Donald. But, like, I don't know. I feel like all we do is... I don't know. I just feel like if this... I don't know.
I don't understand how he can handle this. Because, like, I'm dumb. And, like, when I have too much mental capacity, I want to
Yeah, you
want to
shut
stop.
Down?
Yeah. I don't understand how he can physically handle it.
The reports are that he wakes up at 11, watches 3 hours of TV, works for 2 hours in the West Wing, and then goes back to the residence. That's what people say. Mm. So, I mean, maybe he doesn't. But also, I feel like he's got a little bit of that chip that I have, which is when he's in front of people, he's comfortable. You know, and comfort goes a long way. Yeah. I think that's why he does so many of these things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I didn't pay too much attention to Obama's presidency, but I feel like he didn't do as many of these junkets as Trump does, right? I feel
didn't
like this is
do,
what Trump
he did
does.
It in his last year to get reelected. But
well, right, but
Trump started the 2020 campaign like a month after he got elected.
Right, because he just likes to do this. He's also on Twitter a lot. Yeah, that's
what I'm saying. If he just shut the fuck up, literally just didn't speak,
right,
he'd be much better.
Right,
he'd be better off.
Would we be better off? I don't think so. Because I don't feel like, from a policy standpoint, any of that actually matters.
No.
To what he does.
Well, I mean, like...
Do you think, like, if he didn't make that speech, the government would be open? No. It wouldn't matter.
I don't know, man. Like, yeah, $25 billion. Sounds like a lot of money. It is a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
We spend more on dumber things.
Do we?
Yes.
Like what? Name one thing.
Other things, man.
You might as well light
you know how
that
much
money on fire.
Our fucking GDP is.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean we should just light money on fire.
That's what we've been doing. That's what Hillary Clinton would be doing right now. Lighting money on fire.
And for what?
Throwing it. Money doesn't necessarily mean better. You know what I mean? Like, that was his whole speech. That's basically the difference between Democrats and Republicans.
So,
throwing money at an issue does not make it better.
Okay.
Just because you have more
money.
So,
change this to something more relatable. What if Pinella had been bugging you for 2 years about something he wanted to do, and all he needed to do it was $200 of your dollars?
Mm-hmm.
After 2 years, would you just break down and give him $200?
Yeah. To shut him up?
It ain't gonna shut him up, though, because this $200 is going to turn into $2,000 over the next 10 years, because that's not gonna actually build the entire wall. So once you give him the $200, then he's gonna come back next year and he's gonna ask for $200 more. He's gonna continually do that until you've given him enough to build the entire wall. And now he knows you're a sucker who gave him money.
I guess.
That's what we're dealing with here. Pinella's going to do it, and he's going to light it on fire right in front of you, and he's be like, I need $200 more, please. Because the wall will do nothing.
I don't know, man.
I think that's the point. It's less about, does it, like, because I hear that argument, too. If the wall, like Taylor goes, the wall will do literally nothing, well, then all the other people on there are like, well, if it'll do nothing, then why not just give him the money? Like, that's an argument. Like, I get that kind of point of view, but then... Do we just not care about money?
Like, I mean, no. We don't.
Well, shouldn't we, though?
Not as Americans.
I think that's the point. Like, should we really be bullied into giving people money just because
why
we're annoyed?
This is the issue where Americans are like, hey, we should really, you know, hone in on what the government's doing
it's
with
the,
our
it's
money.
It's the issue because for 4 years, all he said was, we're not going to pay for it.
Whoop-de-fucking-do. You know how many more lies politicians have said over the course of time? Like, yeah, that's a pretty big, obvious one in your face.
That is the biggest, most obvious one we've ever had.
No fucking way.
Yeah, dude.
No fucking
Name
way.
Name another one.
Patriot Act.
I mean, that's a whole conspiracy, though.
No, it's not.
He wasn't on the campaign trail being like, we're going to do the Patriot
Regardless,
Act.
He said that he's not going to be spying on American citizens.
Hey, man, we don't know that they are.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, Edward Snowden was not a thing at all.
Isn't it weird that he's in Russia, by the way?
Yeah.
That's weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. Like, how...
We can't bring him back because we can't condone whistleblowers. Because the government is secretive as fuck.
But that, I guess that's the thing, is...
At least Trump's fucking open about
it. Well, we talk about this on the show, because that's my conspiracy theory. I think we've talked about this. I don't know if you share it with me. My conspiracy theory is that none of this matters because there's five dudes we've never heard the name of that actually run all of the government.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I think that is because of reasons like that. Like, we can't have whistleblowers. Why not? Does it matter? Look at the government.
Mm-hmm.
Is a whistleblower really going to bring it to its knees when all of this goes on?
But they can't condone it or else everyone would do it.
Yeah, that's my point. Who cares if they do it? What happened when Edward Snowden blew the whistle? Did your life change?
I feel like
did my life change?
Yeah.
How?
You got proof that your fears, that they could look through your fucking phone.
But did you do anything different?
Yeah, I got tape on my computer at home. On my phone, not really.
you know that you have an IR sensor in your computer that they can look through too? Did you cover that one up?
What?
Yeah, you don't know that?
No.
Yeah, your MacBook, right? Or your cinema display?
Mm-hmm.
It's got an IR sensor in it.
What's an IR sensor?
That's the thing that your Apple remote uses to see. And infrared light's the same as night vision. It can see right through the black plastic. It won't be as clear as a picture, but they can see everything.
Nah.
You can't just say nah! Can't just say nah, man!
I didn't know about that one, man. And they've been seeing me every time.
So why does it matter, dude?
I don't know. I'm just saying, there's worse things that you
but
can
Menace is
do.
Right. Like, he also, a little bit of it, like, he's going to take that money and profit from it because he's going to use Trump investments to build the build the wall. Like, and people say we should be mad about that, too, you know?
Don't give a shit.
It's like...
You're telling me Bush didn't profit from some oil companies he owned?
I don't know, man. Has anyone ever heard of this little company called Halliburton? Pretty small, right?
Mm.
Like, I mean, that's...
Like, everyone does that.
Yeah. I mean, I agree.
I mean, Obama probably got profits into his donors' pockets.
But it's sad.
A lot of probably green energy.
I think to me, because...
A lot of green
energy. I could play devil's advocate to both sides. That's the benefit.
It's all... what's the logical fallacy?
Yeah.
You know, it's
there's
like
no
straw
winning,
men or
period.
Whatever the one... They did this, so we could do this.
Right.
It's just like, I don't get why this is such a big deal to people... When none of that other shit
was. Well,
I
agree with you, okay? I mean, I agree with you 100%, but I think the problem is, for me, personally, I don't care about what they do. I care about why we care about what they do, and because everyone just gets apathetic about it. Like, the thing is that I don't care if you're for the wall or against the wall. I care that people point fingers so much at things as other things happen. We care about one issue so much. We don't care about anything else.
What should we be caring about?
I don't. Probably the fact that the government is just shut down, period. You know? Or that one guy who was elected to represent, you know, 40 million people in Kentucky now represents 400 million people across the United States because he won't introduce bills. You know, because Mitch McConnell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he has the power to say we can vote on this or not vote on this.
Mm-hmm.
And like, there's been bills that have been supported by Democrats and Republicans that have compromises in there about the wall, about reopening the government, and he won't submit it because it's not an all or nothing for the wall and nothing else bill.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, that's kind of broke. And I feel like I care less about the wall and more about the fact that just there is no government. And then it worries me that there's no government. And has your life changed? My life hasn't changed either. I know there's people out there who work for the government whose life has changed.
I have to wait an extra day for Prime shipping, though.
Well, see? Okay, so your life's barely affected.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, we don't care. Like, that...
I don't know. I saw a thing on Facebook of what's going to shut down, Ed, depending on how long the government stays shut down.
There's a lot of things that are going to break.
School lunch funding was kind of a big one that I saw. It was going to run out by March if we don't give it more money.
I mean, can you imagine March...
Eat.
March
yeah, right.
is so long.
I was wondering how long it's going to last, man.
Well, you know what's funny is that the FCC and the net neutrality thing,
mm-hmm.
they basically have to take action, I think, by February 2nd in order for net neutrality to take effect, but the FCC is shut down.
Mm-hmm.
So if the government shutdowns continues into February, net neutrality just goes away again because they couldn't vote to enact it because...
I thought it was already gone.
No, like, net neutrality is a thing that it makes... What we want is net neutrality. What they're trying to get rid of is net neutrality.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to vote to remove net neutrality. but if the government's not open, they can't do it. So then it just goes back to the way it was 2 years ago.
Oh, well, that's a good thing then, right?
Yeah. I mean, I guess. But that's the thing is, like, doesn't it worry you a little bit that our life doesn't change that much when the government's not open?
No, because technically it is. I mean, the essential parts.
But it's not. The people are just working for free.
Yeah.
And, like, I was like, what scares me
you
is that...
You just signed a bill to give on a... Which doesn't make sense to me. He just signed a bill that gives shut down government employees pay.
Okay.
So what's the point of the government being shut down?
So then we're not in a shutdown.
So the only thing that's being shut down is what? Congress?
No, I think it's not shut down anymore.
Are they getting money? Of course they're getting money.
Because if the people
money.
Who are, like, if the TSA agents or the air traffic control people are not being paid, but they're going into work during the government shutdown, it's just a shutdown without pay. That's all it is. It's not even a shutdown. Government still functions. No one's being paid. And so now if we're going to pay them,
it's just
the shutdown is just a word that makes no, it doesn't,
right.
It's just fake. It's like our show is not live right now. Like, we say it, and so it becomes true.
Yeah.
What?
Mexico will pay for the wall. It's just a big illusion, man.
That's what I'm trying
just
to say. None of this stuff
illusion.
Matters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why I don't give a shit.
Right, but
I don't understand why people do.
But then that's
because there's
the
nothing
problem.
You as a person is going to do to change it.
Right.
There's nothing.
Well, I was talking about that on my stream earlier because the EU is about to do Article 13. Have you heard about that?
Mm-hmm.
And like I was talking about my stream and like I was like people like Twitch sent an email about please talk to your fans, your viewers about this thing because it's important. And I was talking about it. I'm like, it is important. Like, if you live in EU and this passes, you probably won't be able to watch my content until they figure out a way for that to work.
Because
Twitch is going to turn off, Twitter's going to turn off, YouTube's going to turn off, all these Facebook's going to turn off. Everything that has copyrighted content out there, which is everything that has users, that has an upload button, is going to probably shut down until they can figure out a way to monitor and police what's being broadcast. You know, and that sucks. But what am I going to do about it? I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to tell my people... Okay? And then chat said exactly what Taylor said, but enough people make a big deal about it and it might change. But here's the problem. I'm one person, and even if there's 100 of me, there's always one Alex Jones out there who says something different. And it doesn't matter. No one's going to listen to me who listens to Alex Jones and goes, hey, look at this guy. He made a good point. I am now against Article 13.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter, because it's the same way that anyone's going to listen to my voice and then go over to Alex Jones and be like, you know what? This Alex Jones guy makes a good point, too. There's no middle word, middle ground anymore. It's always my way is right or your way is right.
It's a
there's
gut
no
reaction.
Difference.
I mean, humans have always been that way.
And so I don't feel like it does matter if I'm like, vote against Article 13. Article 13 happens to be atrociously bad and will affect people's lives, so I don't think it's going to work. Like, the government shutdown doesn't affect enough people's lives. That's why no one cares. Article 13 will affect a lot of people's lives. Because as soon as the people in France can't go to see Twitter anymore, I think people are going to be mad. You know?
Yeah.
Probably be mad. I think politicians will be mad themselves, and they didn't know what they voted on because they're all unilaterally morons. But, like, so I think it'll get shut down at some point. But it's just like, what? You know? Am I really making a difference? I'm not making a difference.
Do VPNs exist? They're fine.
But most people don't know how to use VPNs, man. Also, VPNs cost
They'll
money.
Learn real quick.
I don't want to pay for it. But see, that's the problem. Is like, if you have a VPN, now everyone's a pirate. And then you know what that makes harder? To prevent terrorism and all that stuff, because now normal people know how to subvert surveillance, and it's like, it becomes a whole thing, man. Just need to, I don't know.
Yeah.
Russians should test another bomb. Just do that.
I mean, it affects a lot of people. Yes. I think, what did it say? Like 800,000, I want to say, people work for the government or somewhere in that range that may not be getting paid right now. That's still like 1%.
Yeah.
If that, of all Americans.
That's what I mean. It doesn't affect enough people.
No.
And there's people that really care.
There's a lot of people, but there are a lot of people in the world.
And I think to bring it full circle, there's a lot of people who care about that. Okay? But those people tend to care about everything political, so most normal Americans ignore them because they don't want to fight, okay? Because everyone's really passionate, they don't want to fight, okay? And then most normal Americans, who these people are trying to fire up to get to care because no one cares, they're numbed every time Andy Samberg comes on and makes a joke. because they now just instinctually look at it as comedy.
Yeah.
Every time. And now it's just... But, you know, I've been saying forever, if you don't laugh, you cry. So, you know, that's kind of just what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
He'll come back.
Because if you... Doesn't matter. It also, like... who was I watching the other... You know what? It was the Golden Globes, of all things. Andy Samberg actually hosted it.
Mm-hmm.
And he made a joke at the very beginning. And he's like... He was talking about... he basically referenced, you know, the Me Too movement and all that stuff. And then talked about how civil rights in the 60s, you know, because there was a lot of movies about that this year. And he's like, yes, the world has always been awful. It just seems worse now because you can look at your phone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's actually what's happening.
Yep.
It just feels so much worse because we know so much more.
Mm-hmm.
Like these people, like, in the Red Dead Redemption days, they just used to open up their paper. They got one thing in news every day. That's all they got. And they went about their lives. The next day, oh, more stuff's happened.
Yeah.
Okay. And now it's like literally... You know, oh, travel ban happened. Okay, now there's lawyers sleeping in airports.
There's too many people. There's just... too much shit going on. There's too much news in our face all the time, so everything gets numbed down.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that's
and we just spent,
now.
What, 20 minutes talking about it? And how did we make a difference, man?
No.
We didn't make a single difference.
No, not at all.
All we did was get people who was listening.
To leave.
To get angry and leave. Yeah, that's all we did. That's all we did. We made people mad, you know? Taylor's blood pressure probably went up 20% during that conversation, you know?
All right, let's move off this.
Should we talk about something important? Let's talk about this, man. This is a real pod race. Can you explain this meme right here? Okay, I want to dissect it. Okay, so we got a pod race.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed some things. We got Apple iPods.
Yeah.
We got a pod of peas.
Mm-hmm.
We got the pods storage units.
Mm-hmm.
We got Tide Pods. Okay, we got AirPods.
Yep.
We got K-Cup Pods. But I don't know what the three in the top right are.
Well, the jewel pods are the top right.
Okay, so these are jewel pods right here?
Yep.
Okay, all right. And then what are these two?
I can't. That's POD. That's got to be POD, the front.
POD, great idea. Yeah, POD, dude.
I don't know what the middle one is.
I really wanted to solve this mystery today. It's very bothersome to me that I don't know all my pods.
Can you zoom in? I think it's just like a bowl.
Like, it just says pods. Like, is it some type of foreign food?
Yeah.
That's definitely POD, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Definitely. Yeah.
I'm really
upset. Ingenious, though.
Yeah, man. It's a real pod race. Look at that. It's a good meme. It's a good meme, dude.
Mm-hmm. Great.
I mean, can you believe that there's this many things called pods, you know?
Yes.
Ah! Feel so alive! I haven't heard that song in so long. That music did not age well, by the way.
It's great.
No, it did not
age well. POD is on a playlist on my Spotify.
But not that song.
Yeah, that song.
Really? Yeah. Youth of a Nation, dude? Remember that song?
Yes.
God, that song sucks. It's horrible.
We are.
It's not as good as you think.
Youth of a Nation.
It's not as good.
It's better than you remember it, probably.
Might be. Well, let's listen to it. Let's find it. When's the last time you heard this?
Got some good drums, man.
When's the last time you heard this song?
This year, if not last year. Got good drums, bro. Leave it instrumental, though.
This is what doesn't age well. The rap rock from the late 90s, early 2000s. The Limp Bizkit style. This doesn't age.
They're still kicking, man.
I know POD is still around, but like... Is this about guns? Have we been singing about guns for 20
yeah,
years?
This is about suicide. Great song.
That's pretty good. All right, it's pretty good.
The fuck you talking about?
It's pretty good. You're right. It's satellite.
These
though.
Music videos don't age that well.
This was my least favorite POD song when it came out. I, I had a big problem with POD back in the day because I used to play these on the radio. Like, I think all of their hooks sound the exact same. Yeah. Every single one of them.
Click, click. Oh, no, that's live, isn't it?
Yeah, this is alive right here.
There's another POD song, I swear. Boom. Here comes the boom.
Yeah, here comes the boom, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a big sports song for a while.
Right.
We got to get to the exact same chorus here, man. Like, he's so hyped, too. I think that's another thing I hate about these 90s music videos, is, like, he's not this hype in the studio. You know, he's just standing there singing, but it's...
That's everyone, man.
Dude, I think what it is, I hate music videos just in general. I hate music videos. They ruin songs. Like, now, the only thing I'm going to think of when I hear this song is some douche surfing. That's all I'm going to think about, dude.
Yep.
I've heard Hollywood.
Also, I don't know about you, but in my, like, hardcore music scene, when I hear a song that I like and then watch the music video and see how weird the band looks, it throws me off.
Dude, there's this song. Here, I'll give you the perfect example, okay? You've probably heard me play this song about a million times, all right? It's one of my... I love this song, okay? When I first heard it, I loved this song. Let me find it real quick. It's got to be pretty close to the top because I've been listening to it for a long time. Probably means I'll never find it. Here it is, right here. Okay, this song right here. I love this song. This is called Seasons. It's by a band called Future Islands. All right, this is about as hipster as it gets. Okay, this is my style of music. Okay, here's the problem with this. All right, we'll just listen to it. Seasons change. Okay, so, you know, I like this song a lot. Here's the problem with this song. This is the music video.
Why?
It's just a bunch of cowboys doing cowboy tasks. The seasons
change. Are they country?
No!
That's weird.
So now every time I play this song, I think of weird cowboys.
That's weird.
This is a song about someone who is separated from someone they love, so they'll wait as long as possible over seasons for someone to come back. And instead, it's all about cowboys and lifting hay bales and horse races. And I can't listen to that song without thinking about cowboys. It's ruined it. So I don't watch music videos because it ruins the song.
Yeah. No, I agree. You wanna,
why are you anti-cowboy?
Actually, okay, here. Let's do this.
Okay.
Because this one will throw you. I think,
all right.
A little loop.
Okay.
Where's the iTunes one?
It's this one right here. It has no icon.
Perfect.
Good computer.
Do you have Apple Music?
Yeah.
Okay. Search medicine. See if that comes up.
I didn't spell it right. Hold on. That would be why.
Medicine.
You know what? You shut your lips when you're lipping.
There you go. That one. Right there. Click it.
It's coming. It's slow.
Load.
Give it a chance,
load.
Man.
Load.
You sure you don't want Medicine by Queen Nija?
I really don't.
Does Wagon Wheel appear under every search, no matter what
is
you
it
search?
Going, is it frozen? It's frozen.
It's thinking, man.
It's
give,
frozen.
Give it a second.
Just go to YouTube.
It's right here.
Oh,
it's right here.
I'm going to play it.
I can't. It's frozen.
Yes, Donald. I mean that. I mean that so bad. Okay, hold on.
No, it's, I mean, yeah, if you play it on your phone before we can pull it up on here, that'd be fine. Here's a plug for it right there.
That's fucking terrible.
It's making us drop frames now. I blame you. I blame you for trying to make the computer do its job.
Gotcha. I don't have a fucking plug-in! Son of a bitch! Son of a bitch, man! All right, here. Go here, type in medicine.
God, not the horses! Can we listen to Medicine by Quentin Nigel?
No!
First? I want to know what this
no,
is.
No, I don't want to know what this is. This is going to be some R&B shit, man. If this is a fucking Nicki Minaj, like, ripoff.
This is Nigel, not Minaj.
I don't know. If she starts rapping, though.
Well, she's 100% going to start rapping.
30 Hertz.
Directed by Azzy.
But I ain't been feeling it lately. No, okay, she's just
you know what?
My song, damn it!
As far as music videos go, though, pretty simplistic.
Fine.
I like it.
It's fine.
Is this working now? This is working now, I think. Okay, here's the song.
What I wanted to do is for you to listen to it first.
Yes.
And then see the music video and then be like, what?
Okay.
Why? Because I'm so much
brighter when they go. I'm assuming.
It's very poppy.
Okay, that's fine. You rained on my heart
for far too long. Very poppy.
Let's play it to the hook. Thunder for the storm. Fuck. Because I cut
my teeth and bit my tongue. So my mouth is dripping blood. It's just like they're like Imagine Dragons. That's what they're trying to do.
Is there any screaming?
Nope. I tried to save you because
I can't save you from yourself. It's pretty good.
Of course it's really good. It's everybody else.
And you just can't quit. I cannot imagine what this is like. Very normal.
Yeah. You need a taste of your. Poppy as shit.
Yeah, this is good. I added it to my stream music playlist. Now I'll have this song in the back of my head when I'm losing an Overwatch. So, you know.
Alright, now go watch the fucking music video.
Okay. Okay, so Medicine. Bring Me the Horizon. Some people are a lot like clouds, you know.
Cause life's so much brighter. It's cool, but it's really weird.
This is unsettling. It kind of unsettles me. But it's the exact same thing with the horses. Now when you hear this song, you're going to think of disembodied Mark Zuckerberg heads every time.
It gets weirder. While you drag me through the mud. I don't get who did this.
Oh, what is going on? Oh! This is what happens when you do drugs while watching Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
This is what happens. Why don't you deal with it? I think it's time to stop. You need a taste of your own
medicine. Cause I'm sick to death of... I was gonna say that. It's racist. Like black hands gripping his throat. Yeah, I know, that makes sense.
This is what happens right here if we don't build the wall.
Singing teeth, man.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's
but
weird.
It throws you off a bit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's strange.
Yeah, I know.
Not a big fan of that.
Yeah.
But do you think that...
Point is, avoid music videos.
Do you think that Bring Me the Horizon... had that in their heads when they wrote the song? Or do you think that they thought of it when they were time to pitch the video? Or do you think someone else had that idea to begin with?
It was apparently, I watched an interview with them.
Okay.
Ollie, the lead singer. Which
okay.
Who's that face is based
okay.
off of.
All right.
He creates the music videos for the most part and gets the ideas for them. But then
he... Does he also write the lyrics?
I don't know.
Okay.
I would assume so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because this whole album's going to be about his divorce,
okay.
Basically. But anywho, he found this company probably on Instagram that does weird 3D renders.
Right.
And like, I want to use
that. That whole video looks like the entire simulation subreddit.
Yep.
That's all that video looks like.
That's basically
to
what it is.
Right.
And then he was like, yeah, I want little men to fall into my mouth, and then I will
because
regurgitate
he's,
them because it's...
You know, it's a taste of your own medicine.
I guess, but I don't know why they're people. Bad people?
Hey, Navius.
I don't know.
I hope you didn't see that music video before.
It's a weird fucking music video, man. Throws off the song for sure. But,
yeah. Well, I mean, I think
you
about that.
Just let's do it without the fucking music video.
Like, Bring Me the Horizon is a pretty big band, right?
Yeah.
Like, do they do stadium tours or are they on small venues?
No, they do stadium.
Okay, then I would say they're big.
Yeah.
Like, My Future Islands people, they're small.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like, they play the fifth stage outside in the parking lot at Coachella. Like, they're there at Coachella. They made it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're out in the parking lot. They're one of those bands that's on the 18th line on the poster. Okay?
Gotcha.
So I know for a fact that their music video, someone in their band was like, I hear horses when I think of this song. This song reminds me of Brokeback Mountain.
I guess.
And I don't want to do that, man. I don't want to think about cowboys.
I don't want to think about... Well, because it goes on to almost make out with himself. In that music video? Really
I mean,
weird.
I get the concept of taste of your own medicine. So you're feeding back to them what they're feeding to you.
Mm-hmm.
I get the concept.
But it's also like him feeding it to himself since he's the same person.
I don't know. Maybe it's better my way because the music video has nothing to do with the music.
Probably. Yeah.
Maybe they're trying to be too arty.
Yeah, I would agree.
Maybe you shouldn't make music videos. Do people watch music videos?
Yes, like everyone.
No. Let me rephrase. If they weren't on YouTube as a music video, would people watch them? If it was just the lyrics as a video, people would watch that. The only reason music video exists is because YouTube exists. They feel like they have to put video in there, right?
No, I think it's just social. I think videos do better on social. Because, yeah, every single single, they've released 3 singles from their new album that's coming out in a week.
Right.
The day they release them, it has a music video. That came out the day they released that song. They have 2 other songs. Both had music videos the day they came out. And not just, like, weird CG-rendered shit like that, either. Like, fully staged, they were in it kind of music videos.
I know, Donald, and, like, that's the thing. Like, Mavia said the only time I've seen music videos on the TV channel and played a song with videos, and that's... Like, that back then, you made music videos so you could be on TV.
Mm-hmm. That was back when...
But there is no more music video television.
There is, but it's, like, paid-for channels on Cox, and no one gives a shit about that.
Right.
You watch them on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram.
I feel like it's like they only exist because they exist already.
Yeah. The times I figured out that they released new songs was via Facebook with their profile releasing the video for it.
I see. I don't know. I guess I hate that, man. Like, here's this one. Like, this whole video, this is directed by David Fincher. Yeah. This is David Fincher. He made this video. But you know, this video is just Justin Timberlake being sexy. That's all this video is. There's no horses. There's no weird people falling into mouths. Like, and here he's just dancing, you know? Like, this to me is a music video.
Yeah.
It's just him singing, and it's sure it's a little stage, you know, but. I don't know. I feel like if you're gonna make a music video, make that. Because doesn't it taint when you see that song the first time and he's got men pouring out of his mouth? Doesn't that taint your opinion of the song? Are we alone in that feeling?
No.
Are we just supposed to just live with it?
You got, like, This Is America, too, where some people are like, I'd rather listen to the song without the music video.
Yes,
and I've
that's
heard
how...
a lot of people say that they'd rather, it's not a good song unless you have the video.
Is this something we care too much about and we're alone?
Probably.
We do that a lot.
Yeah. He said taint.
Taint.
Taint. Lick my taint, bitch.
New sub sound.
Let's not do that.
I'm going to mark it so it goes at least on Instagram.
Let's not
do that. I'm going to do that. Yeah, let's go ahead. Okay, so let's continue to be outraged, all right?
What? Situation where whoever owns the rights to Ghostbusters has to make a movie every fucking so many years before they lose
it. It's gotta be, right? But this one is not a continuation of the reboot. This one is the OG Ghostbusters.
What?
Yeah.
That didn't make any sense.
It's got Bill Murray in it. It's got the other people that were in that original one.
Oh, my God.
What were their names? I don't even know their names.
I don't know, man.
It's directed by the guy who directed it. So it's Ghostbusters 3.
Why?
20
it's
years later.
It's too soon, man. It's too soon after that horrible flop. That was the last one with all,
like,
the females.
Like, how do we go from, we're going to reboot it, everyone's mad. We're going to reboot it, it's all women, everyone's mad. We're going to just do a sequel. Forget about that.
It's got 6.3K and 800 downvotes. Go to the fucking Ghostbusters ladies one, and it's...
Well, this isn't even a real thing.
Outrageously down.
I had to search for this trailer. Like... like, here's my search results. Because, like, this one's from GameSpot Universe. This one is Leslie Jones slams Gus Ghostbusters 2020. I'm sure that's not clickbait. Here's one from Fandango. Here's one from Rapid Trailer. Here's one from IGN. Here's one from Entertainment Tonight. Here's one from Nerdist. Like, I feel like there should be one from Universal or whoever. There's not even an official trailer for this movie. I feel like this is a joke.
It might be. I mean, you would have to think, right? It came out.
But
like,
Bill Murray's going to be in it.
Wasn't it 2017?
Yeah.
I thought it was summer 2017 is when that
I
came
think
out.
It might have been, because I think I might have seen it with MoviePass.
I can't remember.
Have you seen the OG Ghostbusters?
Mm-mm.
I haven't either.
No.
I haven't either. I like Bill Murray.
You know what movie he was in that I forgot that he was in?
What's that?
Osmosis Jones.
Oh my god, that's a cartoon from 20 years ago.
I almost started to watch that again.
I love triggering chat. Yeah, I haven't seen most movies that most people consider to be good if they were released before the year 2005.
Yeah.
And if they've been released after 2018, I probably haven't seen them either.
I'm not a big fan of old movies, man.
No, old movies suck.
Yeah.
Okay? They suck.
They suck.
Groundhog Day sucks.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's the only old movie comedy I've seen. It sucked. All right, wasn't funny. Okay, we get it. Time travel. Ha 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 ha. Ha ha ha. Now, old movies, you know what they did? They wrote one joke and they stretched it to an hour and a half. I guarantee you Ghostbusters has one ghost-related joke and they stretch it the entire thing. It's like, oh, it's time traveling. That's the concept. Let's make it an hour and a half long. Done. The best thing about Groundhog Day is seeing the groundhog over and over again, okay? Movies from 2005 are old movies. That's 15 years ago, Donald! That's old! 15 years?
I'd go like 1990.
In 2005, that would have been movies from 1990. That's how long ago that is!
I'd say 1990s and up is what I'd watch.
When was Ghostbusters released? That's the new one, right? 2016 was when it came out. So it's been 3 years. So it would have been 4 years by the time it came out. 1984.
Yeah, man, I'll watch
Star
Wars over and over
again. That's 35 years ago, man.
But then they kind of, you know, revamped them a little bit.
For perspective, 35 years before when this movie was released, it was 1950. That's how long ago this movie was released.
Do people still watching fucking Dorothy?
Dude, that movie also sucks.
It does.
Wizard of Oz, worst movie of all time. Write it down. I've just never seen it. And now I don't feel like it's worth going back and watching.
Right. Like, if I saw it as a kid, definitely, it would probably be, like, up there with Star Wars for me. But I just
didn't. Rick Moranis is in it, man. Rick Moranis was the GOAT, dude. Remember him, Honey, I Shrunk Your Kids, Spaceballs, other movies he was in that I don't remember.
Spaceballs is the only one I know.
What's your take on re-released Disney movies? Well, I'm a Disney movies nerd, so I love Disney movies. But that's the same concept. Kid, watched them as a kid. You're stupid.
They're really dumb.
Got him. Got him, Navius. I took your logic, dude. Roasted him.
Uh-oh. Saints up on Rams at the half, 13-10.
Oh, wow. What a barn burner that game is, dude. 13-10. Holy God. Wow. 3 points at halftime. Oh. I hope he can kick that ball real well so they tie the game.
Sports ball. You might miss, man.
I don't care.
You might miss.
I do not want the Saints to win, though.
Why not?
I don't know. I find New Orleans fans to be annoying.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like it's not fair for them to have success when they also get to look at boobs all day long. You know?
They don't.
I think they do.
It's one day a year.
No, I think it's all the time on Bourbon Street.
It's one day a year.
I think it's all the time. If I threw beads at a random lady on Bourbon Street, I think she'd throw me her boobs even if it's in November. I think she would show him.
I don't think that would happen.
We're going to have to take a trip down there and test it out. You want me to show my boobs now? Is that what
that Yeah.
I don't know, man. What time is it? Is the show over? God, we got 30 more minutes.
God, let's just end.
How's this possible?
Let's just end, man.
How's this possible? What else do I have to talk about?
I don't know.
Probably nothing worth it. Yeah. See, Navius agrees. He says it's all time, man. You outvoted.
It's not all the time.
That's what Navius said.
No.
So do you want to watch the John Wick trailer? Do we care about the John Wick trailer?
Do you care?
No. But at the same time, I feel pressured to care.
Why?
Because I feel like John Wick is a cool movie, and I'm supposed to like it.
The first one's great. The second one's, like, just
I haven't
sequel.
Seen any of the John Wicks.
The first one's good.
You know what's really weird? So, there's this Twitch streamer I watch, Kay Andrew, and she has a trivia bot in her chat that asks random trivia questions. You know how much I love trivia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And one of the trivias was, which actor has had the most Oscar wins and nominations? And the answer was Jack Nicholson. And then I started thinking, because I guessed Tom Hanks.
Mm-hmm.
And I started thinking about Jack Nicholson movies I'd seen.
Not a lot.
And I hadn't seen one Jack Nicholson movie with the exception of A Few Good Men.
I've never seen that.
I don't. Don't you find that weird?
I've seen The Departed.
That's one that has him.
I've
I knew
seen
that that
Anger
one was.
Anger Management.
Okay. See, I haven't seen those either.
I thought there was one with him and Morgan Freeman or something that I saw.
Is that the bucket list one?
Yeah, I saw the bucket list.
Okay, so here's his acting list, okay?
God, he has not done shit.
The bucket list, you seen that?
Yeah.
The Departed.
Yeah.
Anger Management.
Yeah.
About Schmidt was big. I remember that movie. Never saw it. As Good as It Gets, I remember that movie. Never saw it.
I've seen a lot of scenes from Batman with him in it.
I've seen like a lot of scenes from Mars Attacks. I've seen a lot of scenes like A Few Good Men. You can't handle the truth.
Yeah.
That movie, you know. Batman, yeah, I've just seen scenes. You know, but then I've heard like all these movies like The Shining, you know, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Chinatown. You know, I've only seen one movie that he did.
Yeah.
Like, why do you feel, now keep in mind, we're not actually going to follow up on this, but don't you feel like, we talk about movies all the time, we would like some of these old movies and we should watch them?
Yeah.
So why don't we ever do it? Like, what is it in our brain where we're like, you know, we could watch a movie tonight and we could watch Crazy Rich Asians, or we could watch critically renowned Jaws. And we go, we're going to watch Asians instead. Like,
yeah.
What is that?
Like, I watched,
why do we
I
do
watched
that?
The Meg
right?
over Jaws.
Like, why do we do that? There's so many classic movies out there.
Because they're not relevant.
Like, I've never seen E.T.
I don't know. I got this movie poster thing.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's right. I remember that. 100 movies you're supposed to see before you die?
Yeah. And we've checked off, like, 4.
And they're all Mark Wahlberg movies, if I remember.
No.
They're still sharks. How are they not relevant? Okay, like here's the IMDb top 250. Okay, number one, Shawshank Redemption.
Seen that?
Never seen it. Okay,
it was really depressing.
Godfather.
Too long.
Never seen it. Dark Knight. That one we've seen, dude. One of the top three, man.
Just
look at us.
That,
we're crushing it.
Yeah.
Okay, crushing it. Godfather Part Two. Never seen it. Return of the King. Look, we've seen two of the top five.
I just watched that again too.
That's pretty good, right? Two of the top five.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's pretty good. I've seen Pulp Fiction.
Yep. Never watched Schindler's List.
Never watched Schindler's List either. Too depressing.
12 Angry Men, I watched that in school.
Never watched that once.
It's really old.
And here's the thing about old movies. 96 minutes. Short, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Fight Club. Seen it.
Yep.
Okay, Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Kings. Seen it.
Yep.
Forrest Gump. I've seen it, but it's been so long, don't remember it. What about you?
Yeah, I remember Forrest Gump.
Okay, Two Towers. Seen it. Goodfellas.
No.
No, me either. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Nope.
That's a Jack Nicholson one. Never seen it.
Really should watch Seven Samurai.
Why?
That inspired Star Wars.
It did?
Yeah. George Lucas took a lot of scenes from that.
It's 207 minutes
long. Holy fuck. Also, probably all in Asian, so never mind.
It stars Toshiro Mifune, Takashi Shimura, Taiko Tashimura.
Is that racist?
Yes.
All in Asian?
It's very racist for you to not watch something just because it's foreign.
I can't read subtitles.
Yeah.
I will not.
Interstellar. That surprises me, actually, that it's that high
right?
up there. Yeah. I mean,
Inception's
it's,
not up there.
It's one of my
that?
Favorite movies, but I like Interstellar better than Inception.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I think the concept of Inception is better, but I think as a movie, Interstellar is better.
Yeah.
It's a better movie. It's got a better love story. It's got time travel. It's got crazy effects. It's got way better music.
I think it's paced better than
yes,
Inception.
It's paced better. It's not a action movie as much as Inception is.
Yeah.
It's more of a story.
Dunkirk.
Dunkirk's the worst movie ever made, Dunkirk. Donald. All right, Dunkirk sucks.
Yeah, it's
but Donald's from Europe. He might know more about Dunkirk than us. We didn't...
Yeah, where the fuck Save... Oh, there it is. It's number 18.
So City of God, never seen it. Saving Private Ryan, never seen it.
So good.
Never seen it.
God, it's so good.
Life is Beautiful, never seen it. Seven, seen that one.
Yep.
Leon the Professional.
Nope.
Nope. Signs of the Lambs? Nope.
Nope.
It's a Wonderful Life? Nope.
Nope.
Dangal? Nope. Whiplash? Nope.
Whiplash.
That was pretty recent.
Whiplash is great.
The Untouchables? Nope. The Prestige?
Yep.
That's another Nolan movie, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a great movie, too. It's a great movie, too. Departed? Nope.
Yeah, you should be stabbed for that.
The Pianist? Nope.
I made Britt watch The Departed. She wanted to stab me at the end of that movie.
Why?
There's a big twist.
Oh, she was mad about the twist?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gladiator, seen that.
Yep.
They're ruining it, though, because they're making a Gladiator, too. We talked about that on the show. Green Mile, nope. American History X, nope. Lion King.
I've seen American History X. It's brutal.
Isn't that the one where Ed Norton's a Nazi?
Yeah, yeah. And he curb stomps the dude's face into the curb.
Oh, that's what I want to do to some people I know. The Lion King, number 33.
Never
Cinema,
seen that.
Paradiso, Grave of the Fireflies, Apocalypse Now, Casablanca, Great Director, Modern Times, City Lights, Your Name, Django Unchained, I've seen.
Are you kidding me?
What?
Django Unchained is on this list?
Apparently, man. Idiots, Live Stars on Earth, My Father and Son, The Lies of Others, Old Boy, American Beauty, I've seen. I mean, we just passed like seven movies. Braveheart, I've seen. Once Upon a Time in America, never seen. They're making a sequel to that one, too. No, they're not. That's coming to America. Whole different movie. Whole different movie. Das Boot. The Shining. Like, don't you feel like we should, like, I feel like we should make an exception for some of these movies. Like, the ones that are from 1957 that are 207 minutes long. We just pass on that. But, like, I don't know, man. Don't you feel like maybe we should watch Goodfellas?
Yeah.
I mean, 1990. It's long. But it's Martin Scorsese, you know? You know, like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, 1975. Probably pass, right?
Goodfellas?
You know? Like, what's Leon the Professional?
No idea.
Matilda, a 12-year-old girl, is reluctantly taken by Leon, a professional assassin, after her family is murdered. Leon and Matilda form an unusual relationship as she becomes his protege and learns assassin's trade. It's got Gary Oldman...
Brett, how
Natalie
have you
Portman
seen Goodfellas?
Dude, her family, I feel like, is Goodfellas. Like, anyone from Boston,
maybe.
I feel like they're in a mob family.
Maybe.
Okay?
That might be it.
She's probably in it as a baby or something. See, and this might be like a foreign movie. Like, I wonder if that's why we have it. Like, I haven't even heard of this. Have you even heard of this one?
No.
I haven't either.
It's Gary Oldman, though.
And Natalie Portman's in it, and Gene Reno I like. I didn't know he was actually a star in any movie, but...
I bet you it's not foreign, then.
No, it's probably French.
No fucking
way. Let's look at it, dude. Because his name is probably not Leon. It's Leon, would be my guess. Let me see here. How do we look?
Play the fucking trailer. Ding dong.
I don't want to watch an old trailer.
Just watch it until you hear English or French.
Okay.
Let's talk business.
That's English.
This guy comes to town every Tuesday. Are you free Tuesday?
Yeah, I'm free Tuesday.
You can't stop.
Oh God, these fucking trailers.
This guy came from
it's old, man!
Yeah, back when you had announcers.
In the art of the kill.
In the art of the kill.
Was the master.
Somebody's coming up.
Well, this fucking
Somebody
guy,
says,
really?
Yeah, he's every Frenchman in every movie.
He never got caught. You're indestructible. Bullets slide off you. You play with him. And above all else... He never had a reason to care.
What's the movie where he's like French and he's like, we chew gum to make us look more American? Remember that?
I do, but I don't remember the movie.
Down the DEA officers.
Wow, that's like Natalie Portman super young.
She's supposed to be playing a 12-year-old.
He's opened the door.
Why is the audio off?
From the director of La Femme Nikita.
Don't help me, I'll die tonight. I can feel
an innocent girl with no one else to treat.
Okay. She also hasn't aged, like, at all.
Hold on. Was Natalie Portman an actress before she went to Harvard?
Yes.
Why did she go to Harvard?
I don't know.
Doesn't that make Mark Zuckerberg kind of a wuss?
Sure.
Like, he quit to start his business, but Natalie Portman was already acting, and she's like, I'm going to go to Harvard and finish? Shame, dude.
I don't know, man.
Shame on her.
Don't care.
Don't care.
Both of them should burn in hell.
Oh, my God! Natalie Portman? Okay, yes. The Mark Zuckerberg thing, I get, even though robots can't go to hell because they're not sentient, but, like, you know.
No, fucking Princess Amidala should send her right to hell.
Oh, my. Well, I don't feel like that's as much her fault as it is.
That's her fault.
Okay. Her parents probably made her. You could be right about that. 100%. 100%.
It's her fault.
All right. We could either end now or we could talk about these last three topics. Christopher McQuarrie is going to direct back-to-back Mission Impossible films. I just am amazed there's going to be two more Mission Impossibles.
Yeah.
Doesn't that surprise you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's the only way to do it. He's going to get too old. If you don't do it now.
I don't know if I'm... First of all, I'm not sure that's true. Because he's... I think most regular
Dude,
people...
he's like in his 50s,
right, that's
man.
What I mean. He would be too old now, I think, for most people, and he's still doing it, so I'm not sure.
Hey, no, I just saw a story where, like, I think it was a 64-year-old man broke the world record for how long you could hold a plank.
Uh-huh.
He did it for 10 hours. You know what a plank is, right?
Yeah, it's where you just lay flat.
No.
No?
No, like the workout plank. So you're on your elbows.
Right, but you're flat, right?
Yeah. But you're not laying on the ground.
No, it's not like the social media thing where you're laying on a wall. But yeah, you're just laying flat. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's like...
holding yourself up with your abs.
It's like a push-up, but only the up part.
10 hours, 10 minutes, and 10 seconds.
How old was he?
64.
We're not men, dude.
No, we're not.
We're not men at all.
No way.
I couldn't hold it for 10 seconds, probably.
I could do 2 minutes max. Max.
I don't want to try. I don't want it'll
my
hurt
lower me. Back would break.
So they're coming out summer 21 and summer 22.
That's quick.
So do you think they're going to do that stupid thing?
Who's McGuire or McCary?
He does every Tom Cruise movie now.
Okay.
So he's
he did Rogue Nation and he's been with him since.
Like I think he did the one with the time travel.
The one with the time travel?
Live, Die, Repeat? What's the actual name of it?
That. Edge of Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow. He did that one with Tom Cruise, and I think Tom Cruise doesn't make movies now without this guy.
Right.
Yeah, so he did Edge of Tomorrow, okay, and then Mission Impossible, Jack Reacher, The Mummy, Mission Impossible, Top Gun, Mission Impossible, Mission Impossible.
Wow.
He's Tom Cruise's director now.
Yeah.
That's all it is. I think Tom Cruise maybe did two movies in between there that weren't Christopher McQuarrie movies.
I mean, maybe.
Because he did that CIA one.
CIA one?
Yeah, the one where he's flying the plane.
Oh, yeah.
Why doesn't Tom Cruise exist? Here he is. There he is. He's made too many movies, bro.
Yeah, he has. Oblivion was one.
Okay, so after... which one was the first one he did? Edge of Tomorrow. So since then, yeah, American Made is the only movie he did with someone that wasn't Christopher McQuarrie. And it was Doug Liman, who he also worked with on Edge of Tomorrow. Apparently, he really likes Edge of Tomorrow people.
The movie was all right.
Edge of Tomorrow? I really like that movie.
Yeah.
It was. It's a good concept.
Mm-hmm.
It's Groundhog Day, but better, is what it is.
I don't like how it doesn't really have a trailer or a title.
Right.
It's Live, Die, Repeat. It's Edge of Tomorrow. It's fucking
It's whatever
movie.
You want to do. I mean, that really speaks the power of Tom Cruise.
The marketing
like,
didn't do
It's just like, here's Tom Cruise's face.
Yeah.
Like, the movie could be called You're
Aliens,
an Idiot.
Aliens,
yeah.
You're done.
It's like, you're an idiot if you watch this film.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Cruise's face plashed on it. $1 billion.
Yeah.
This movie will literally convert you to Scientology. What?
Into the Spider-Verse didn't make that much money.
What a surprise. Who could imagine that a cartoon...
It was fucking Spider-Man.
Dude, it's a cartoon.
It's Spider-Man.
I mean, you don't have to yell at me.
Children exist.
No.
Yeah.
I asked Chris's parents got Aaron a $100 gift card to the theater for Christmas. We haven't spent $1 of it.
Really?
Because he doesn't want to go see any movies. I said, Spider-Man's out. You want to go see it? He's like, nah. So it apparently didn't attract the children.
Wow.
Because I have a 9-year-old and he did not care.
That's crazy. That's nuts.
But he's excited about Captain Marvel.
Really?
What's the big difference?
I don't know.
I think it's cartoons. I think cartoons suck.
No, but that animation was amazing.
I know, but you appreciate that as an adult.
Yeah.
And an artist. Yeah. I feel like kids are too young to understand that it looks cool, and I think adults don't care enough that it looks cool. Unless it's Avatar, and they're like, big blue cat people can't wait. I love the big
blue
cats.
Those movies are going to flop so hard.
Dude, the first two are done. I was going to put a story in here, but I didn't. And of course, now we're going to talk about it. The first two movies are done, and the second two are filmed, but they're waiting to be put into post-production because they don't know how
they're
the Disney Fox deal is
going to
pan
out. To DVD.
I don't think so, man.
Yeah.
You know, Chris and I were planning on going to Disney World in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Star Wars World comes out in the winter of this year. Yeah. So we're like, Star Wars World is going to be a madhouse summer of 2020. So we're like, we don't even care about going to see Star Wars. And, like, I don't really care about Avatar, but I want to go see the animatronics because it looks just insane. Mm-hmm. You know, Pandora World at Disney World. And apparently it's packed every day right now. Like, we looked because it came out last year. And we looked for context because it's going to be the same as Star Wars. And we looked and it's packed. I don't know why people like Avatar.
That's weird.
But, you know, if Disney did it, people must like it.
Maybe. Did Disney even make Avatar?
No!
Fox did?
Yeah!
Huh.
I don't even know how they ended up with Avatar at their place.
Yeah, I don't know either.
It's not a Disney movie. I mean, it's about to be, yeah. But it wasn't when they built it. Also, it's 10 years after Avatar came out. It's the weirdest thing to me possible.
Hey, side note. Just random.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
Posted a video on his Instagram of him working out.
Okay.
With a hashtag cameo on it.
Dude, don't do this to me, man.
It was very cryptic, and people think it's for fucking Infinity War or the next one.
I don't think it'll be Infinity War.
Yeah.
I don't think it could be Infinity War.
I bet you it's Avengers.
I don't think so, because I don't think the deal will have gone through.
I don't think it matters.
You think that they don't care?
Mm-mm.
Do you think the executives, I mean, this makes sense now that I say it out loud, but do you think the executives at Fox know it's going to go through, and so they're already acting like it is?
Mm-hmm.
If Wolverine, I'm going to need a private screening of
this movie. They think old man Logan's going to come up, and then also Deadpool, that's why that PG-13 Deadpool came out.
Have you seen that, by the way?
No.
I wonder if it's on our site, because I see it's on iTunes now.
I don't think it is.
I kind of want to watch it to see how good it is.
People said it was fine, but I mean, nobody really went to see it because, I mean, it's just the
Well, yeah,
one.
You've already seen it, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
Dude. If that's the only thing I want in my life.
It might happen. Might happen, man. Comes out in 4 months.
If you told me that you had a lottery ticket and you won $40 million and mm-hmm. I could have $10 million of it, I'd be less excited about that than the hope of Hugh Jackman showing up in Infinity War.
Yeah, I bet you they go through timelines, and then...
If they show it in...
They might. That would create a whole lot of fucking hype for Phase 4.
I don't think so. I might die.
What else are they
going to
do?
My life will have peaked.
Yeah, I mean, it might happen. Like, I think it's either people rumor that it's going to be X-Men and Fantastic Four.
Yeah, I would think. I think that's got to be it.
That's Phase 4.
Yeah. That's it. It's Oscorp, Fantastic Four people,
mm-hmm.
and then the X-Men show up.
Oscorp?
Yeah, I think Oscorp's going to be huge.
What's Oscorp?
That's the Spider-Man stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's Oscorp, though?
Well,
what
that's
are you talking
Harry
about?
Osborn. I think that's going to be the new overarching evil.
No.
I think so.
It's no
him and Doctor
way.
Doom team up all the time in the comics.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
And then we can get Spider-Man and the Fantastic Four in there.
You're telling me Thor can't beat the Green Goblin?
Well, I don't think Thor's going to be there. I think that's the point.
Oh, yeah, he's dead.
Well, I don't think he's dead. My theory is they're going to have the space people stay in space,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to have the human people stay in. And then they'll only intersect for, like, Avengers, would be my guess. And I don't even know if that's true, because Thor may not show back up.
Yeah.
Because I know Chris Hemsworth wants to do it, but Marvel may be done. Because it would be kind of weird if Captain America goes away, Iron Man goes away, Hawkeye goes away, but Thor stays around.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I guess Black Widow's staying around because they're making a movie about her. Really? So.
Yeah.
But Nick Fury's staying around. So it makes kind of sense that she stays around because she's not really... It's really stupid to me that there's a man who has a hammer who can shoot lightning and then she's shooting people with Berettas. That doesn't make a lot of sense in the whole Avengers thing, you know? So, like, she's an Avenger, but is she? Is Hawkeye? Are they? Are they?
I mean...
No, they're not.
They should be defenders.
But is Thor? Yes. Thor is.
We'll see what happens.
That's the greatest news I could have heard in my whole life. Right there. Mm-hmm. That's peak right there for me.
Because, I mean, I don't know what else he'd be cameoing in that he'd need to get buff for.
I mean, it could be technically one of the new X-Men, but...
Oh, yeah.
I feel like those are done because weren't they supposed to already come out, but then they pushed them because of the merger?
Yeah.
So I feel like if there was a cameo for that, he would have already shot it.
Mm-hmm. I bet you.
And there's no Deadpool movie in the works.
Mm. No, they think it's either Deadpool or him.
Do you think that he's just saying that to get us?
Could be.
Like, because I feel like if he really was going to do a cameo, I feel like he would not be allowed to hint about it at all, period.
Probably. You would think.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It may be gone now. Who knows? He could have done it and then taken it down, but somebody grabbed it.
Well, I know what I'm doing after the show. I'm going to be reading Reddit.
I forget where I saw that, though.
You want a just really quick fun fact before we end the show here?
Yeah, right there.
I read, is it on there?
Yeah. Hashtag cameo.
And it's just, it's him working out.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, because he gets ripped for Wolverine. That's crazy, dude. You know, real quick fun fact.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, when does Avengers come out? Did they give a date yet? April?
It's April 27th. It's the end of April.
And when did he post that? That was January 7th. I don't know. He'd probably need a little bit more time to get as ripped as he did for Wolverine for a cameo.
I don't know, man. But, yeah, I mean, maybe he's doing it for Spider-Man? No. What's coming after that?
I don't know.
We don't know. That's right. We don't know, do we?
We'll have to find out.
Dude.
I don't know.
Some fun fact. I read this on Reddit and it blew my mind. Sir Patrick Stewart is the only reason that we think that Professor Xavier is British.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, that is so true. Mm-hmm. He lived and grew up in New York.
Yeah.
But now every actor that plays him is British just because Sir Patrick Stewart did it as British.
That's weird.
And now it has to be. Never thought about that.
No, I didn't. I always thought the mansion was in Europe.
It's weird, right?
It's a fucking castle, bro. What's a castle doing in upper New York?
I don't know. I think they actually go to, like, Toronto or something weird to get that castle. Who knows, dude? There's rich people everywhere, man. That's what you gotta know. Well, guys, thanks so much for watching today. We're Seth and Colby Show. We'll be back on Thursday, right? We're gonna be here Thursday? Is that right? Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay, Thursday.
Right.
At 8 p.m. Eastern.
It's not Valentine's Day, is it?
It's not Valentine's Day, though.
Yeah, well, I'll be here.
Okay, 8 p.m. Eastern. 2 a.m. Central European time. Colby, after the episode, will be continuing his playthrough of Detroit Become Human, where he becomes a Terminator robot and murders everybody that steps in his way, including old sick people and abusive fathers.
I did murder him.
He cares nothing about your life in Detroit Become Human. So he'll be playing that.
I don't.
And if you don't watch then, we'll be back next Sunday, same time, 3 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central European time, 9 p.m. Central European time. I'm very bad with times. Guys, thanks so much for watching. We love you. See us all on the social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, on Twitter. It's all Seth and Colby. Join the Discord if you're not in the Discord. We got fun stuff going on in there. Colby doesn't participate, but a lot of people do, and we like to have a lot of fun. And buy a t-shirt at raptorteeth.live. And if you want to subscribe to the audio version of the show for some unknown reason, we're on Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, and Apple iTunes podcast. We appreciate you. Donald, thanks for being here. And everything that I said, just recap, SethandColby.com.
Yeah.
Go there. That's where all the links are. Get all the stuff you want. And thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you Thursday, and then we'll see you Sunday.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.